KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Redding.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Hi, I'm Ted Bambino, president of the Redding Rodeo. We are thrilled to be partners with the Redding Rancheria. They are an integral part to the success of the Redding Rodeo.
Hi, I'm Julie. This is Debbie. We're here at the Shasta Family YMCA.
Hi, and I'm Kristen, the CEO. And on behalf of our team, I'd like to thank the Redding Rancheria for the many years of support for our programs and our projects like the playground.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Redding and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Hi, my name is Lori from Backrubs. We've been working with the Rancheria since 2008. It's an honor to be partnering with Rancheria. They are one of our favorite groups to work with.
I'm Yasmin Pena with Shasta Heat and Air Conditioning. We've been working with the Redding Rancheria since 2022, and we are proud to be their go-to whenever they need work done.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
But join me for the first Thursday of every month at 6 p.m. for my show, North State Now. In this one-hour show, we cover what's happening in the music scene, theater, food, and arts. We get in-depth interviews with local business owners, musicians, actors, and authors. Listen in, tune in, call in, participate. Win tickets to concerts and theater productions. It's a lot of fun, and believe me, it keeps us going. Join me, your host, Linda Bott, or North State Now, the first Thursday, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Also streaming at KCNR1460.com.
It's that time again for the Stillwater Powwow, October 3rd through the 5th at the Redding Rodeo Grounds with free admission for all ages. It's the return of beautiful dancers, the feel of powerful drummers, all from across the nation. Learn and experience firsthand the culture of the Native American people. Proudly brought to you by the Redding Rancheria and the Wind River Resort and Casino. The Stillwater Powwow, October 3rd through the 5th at the Redding Rodeo Grounds. For information, visit stillwaterpowwow.com. Brought to you by the Potter Family, Redding Rancheria, Wind River Resort and Casino. This station and other proud sponsors.
When you have a workers' compensation case, the insurance companies and adjusters are not on your side. Speak with an attorney to be sure you're not missing out on the benefits that you need and are entitled to. Workers' compensation is complicated. Gorman Law can help you turn a bad situation into a new opportunity. Call us at 530-262-2168, 530-262-2168, or schedule a free consultation online at gormancomplaw.com.
Hi friends, RC here with this month's Cigar of the Humidor, Black Diamond by J.C. Newman. This exquisite tasting cigar offers 5-year aged tobaccos not found in any other cigar in the world. Made in the Dominican Republic to the highest standards of the Fuente family farms, mature notes of cedar, spice, and dark chocolate prevail. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
The Redding Roots Revival Music Festival takes over downtown Redding September 26th, 27th, and 28th. 3 full days of live music on 4 stages, over 19 bands, national touring acts, regional favorites, and amazing local talents. Kick things off Friday with Gates at 4, First Band at 5, Music till 10, Digging Dirt, The Stone Foxes, Goodnight Texas, Sitting on Saturn, Danger Kitty, Jenny Doan and the Spurs, and many more. Tickets on sale now at RedingRootsRevival.org. Your music, your town, your festival. The Redding Roots Revival, September 26th through 28th.
And most importantly, there are more government restrictions in many countries on the use of tobacco and alcohol, which has helped to reduce mortality from diseases linked to their use, cirrhosis of the liver from alcohol, tobacco, obviously cancer, many cancers associated with tobacco use, and cardiovascular disease. So we got some work to do here in the United States in terms of catching up with the rest of the world. The rest of the world is outstripping us in terms of our ability to prevent death from chronic disease, most of which is lifestyle related. Folks, you heard us talk about the powerful immune, supportive, and anti-aging benefits of Himalayan Tartary Buckwheat here on Intelligent Medicine. Himalayan Tartary Buckwheat, we can abbreviate it as HTB, is an ancient superfood that works to undo cellular stress and rejuvenate systems throughout the body. Now, Dr. Jeffrey Bland, a name familiar to many of you out there, is out with a unique formulation of Himalayan Tartary Buckwheat called HTB Rejuvenate from Big Bold Health. HTB Rejuvenate harnesses the extraordinary benefits of Himalayan Tartary Buckwheat combined with other synergistic ingredients that together leave you feeling more balanced with a stronger immune system, ready to take on whatever comes your way. HTB Rejuvenate is designed to help fight oxidative stress and promote mental clarity. It's like a daily reset for your well-being. Dr. Jeff Bland is really a role model for me as a scientist and as a communicator. He's recognized as the godfather of functional medicine. He's long been an inspiration to me in my career path, and I have the utmost confidence in the scientific bona fides of this product and recommend it unhesitatingly. HTB Rejuvenate is available in capsules, powder, and great-tasting chocolate chews. Kids love them. To learn more and to order HTB Rejuvenate, just go to bigboldhealth.com/Hoffman. Use coupon code Hoffman20 for 20% off site-wide. And, oh, by the way, they make an excellent fish oil. So check out the site. Just go to bigboldhealth.com/Hoffman for HTB Rejuvenate and all the fine products made by Big Bold Health. 877-726-8255, our number. And let's take a call. Let's hear one of those.
Hello, doctor. Relating to lithium orotate, I have a bottle of 5 milligrams. And what dose would you recommend for mild cognitive impairment? Thank you.
Okay. Yeah, this is an interesting question because I shared the lithium orotate story with you a few weeks ago, and it's making a big splash. A lot of people are taking lithium orotate to forestall cognitive decline. And the story, to kind of recap the story, it turns out that people who have obsessive-compulsive disorder who have bipolar disorder, formerly called manic depression, now it's called bipolar disorder, are often given lithium, but in a pharmacological dosage. They're given lithium carbonate, sometimes at 150 milligrams, 300 milligrams, 450 milligrams. And it turns out that they have a slightly lower risk of developing cognitive decline. And so the researchers looked at this, and they found that, indeed, lithium carbonate was somewhat effective at forestalling cognitive decline in an animal model. But there are many different forms of lithium, and it turns out that lithium carbonate was actually less effective than a lower dose of lithium orotate. Among all the lithium compounds, lithium orotate was the one that worked best. And interestingly, lithium orotate is available over the counter. It has been for a long time. It was thought to be like a mild antidepressant, a mood lifter, but it turns out to have the potential to forestall cognitive decline. And what they haven't yet done, and this may take some time because to do a study in humans, it would have to be a big study, looking at a lot of people who have the earliest signs of cognitive impairment, MCI, mild cognitive impairment, and to follow them for 10, 15, 20 years. That would really be a big study. And see if on various doses of lithium orotate, which is the most effective, or if effective at all in humans, in forestalling progression to Alzheimer's disease. And we simply don't know. So it's available over the counter. It seems to work at a low dose. My recommendation might be to take 5 or 10 a couple of times a day if you want to prevent cognitive decline. It's quite safe and harmless to take. It turns out that a deficiency of lithium in the brain is associated with a higher risk of cognitive decline. So it you know, we think of things like zinc and selenium and molybdenum and manganese, all these kind of trace minerals that are helpful for the body in various ways. It turns out lithium at very, very tiny doses can be beneficial for staving off cognitive decline. We simply don't know what precise dose is the right dose. My guess would be somewhere between 5 or 10 or as much as 15 or 20 milligrams per day. But that has to be tested out. We simply don't know yet. So this item, when it comes to fatty liver, a lot of people suffer from fatty liver. In fact, it is estimated that when it comes to fatty liver, about 70% of people who have fatty liver don't know they have fatty liver. It's very common. It's associated with overweight. It's associated with high triglycerides. It's associated with insulin resistance, prediabetes, or type 2 diabetes. The estimates are that there are tens and tens and tens of millions of Americans who have some degree of fatty liver. And most alarmingly, we're beginning to see it in children. That was unprecedented. Fatty liver can result in liver failure, cirrhosis of the liver, the need for liver transplantation. It's rapidly becoming it used to be alcoholism was the most likely reason that people needed liver transplants. Then, of course, there's chronic hepatitis, but we're coming up with treatments for chronic hepatitis, hepatitis C, and so forth. And now it turns out that dietary factors are increasing our risk of fatty liver. Fatty liver breakthrough, a safe, cheap vitamin shows promise. Which vitamin is that? Vitamin B3 in the form of niacin. And actually, I looked this up, and I found that there actually are many articles dating back to 2019 which look at the role of niacin for fatty liver. Now, here's the rub. Niacin at very high doses can damage the liver. That's been shown. People who use niacin at very high doses to lower their cholesterol, and it will effectively lower your cholesterol, but it can cause problems with the liver. So we got to find the sweet spot where adequate amounts of niacin retard the development of fatty liver, but do not damage the liver. I would recommend, you know, that you, if you're going to do this, that you do so under the care of a doctor. Maybe take 500 milligrams of niacin at first, ramp up to 1,000 milligrams. It can cause flushing. That's a warning. Yes, it can be a little uncomfortable to take niacin at times. But get your liver function monitored. If your liver numbers are moving in the right direction, that's the sweet spot for you in terms of harnessing the benefits of niacin for supporting liver function. Of course, among things that are most helpful, exercise, weight loss. And now it's been shown that the GLP-1 drugs can be very helpful for people suffering from fatty liver. They help people lose weight. They take the burden off the liver. People eat less, and hence fatty liver improves using the GLP-1 drugs. A potential all-of-the-above approach would combine GLP-1 drugs with other nutraceuticals, taking phosphatidylcholine, for example, along with niacin as a protocol for the treatment of fatty liver. I really enjoyed treating fatty liver in my practice because it is so fixable through diet and lifestyle changes, the right supplements. People can really turn the ship around and get rid of all that excess liver fat. 877-726-8255 is our number. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine.
You heard us talk about the powerful immune, supportive, and anti-aging benefits of Himalayan tartary buckwheat here on Intelligent Medicine. Himalayan tartary buckwheat is an ancient superfood that works to undo cellular stress and rejuvenate systems throughout the body. Now, Dr. Jeffrey Bland is out with a unique formulation of Himalayan tartary buckwheat called HTB Rejuvenate from Big Bold Health. HTB Rejuvenate harnesses the extraordinary benefits of Himalayan tartary buckwheat combined with other synergistic ingredients that together leave you feeling more balanced, with a stronger immune system ready to take on whatever comes your way. HTB Rejuvenate is designed to help fight oxidative stress and promote mental clarity. It's like a daily reset for your well-being. HTB Rejuvenate is available in capsules, powder, and great-tasting chocolate chews. To learn more and to order HTB Rejuvenate, just go to bigboldhealth.com/Hoffman. Use coupon code Hoffman20 for 20% off site-wide. That's bigboldhealth.com/Hoffman for HTB Rejuvenate. I'm a big proponent of CBD to tonify the endocannabinoid system, which regulates many of our most critical bodily functions, such as learning and memory, emotional processing, sleep, temperature and pain control, and inflammatory and immune responses. CBD is a real breakthrough in herbal products. The CBD brand I take is Plus CBD from CV Sciences, which has now introduced Ignite Male Performance Soft Gels to their wellness line. Ignite combines the calming power of CBD with a potent blend of traditional botanicals to support testosterone levels rather than introducing synthetic hormones or stimulants. Ignite takes a natural approach to support the body's own testosterone production and hormonal balance. It's a daily formula designed to optimize performance and help men feel more like themselves again. To learn more and to order, visit pluscbdoil.com/Hoffman and use coupon code Hoffman30 for 30% off. That's pluscbdoil.com/Hoffman for the new Ignite Men's Performance Formula.
Back-to-school specials are here at Charlieu's Tap House. Feed the whole family with a large two-topping pizza, big fresh salad, and a basket of breadsticks, all for just $48. And hey, don't forget to book your kids' birthday party in our adventure room. They'll make their own pizzas, jump in the bounce house, and play in the arcade. Or let them play while you relax and dine. Parents, we've got you covered, too. Happy hour, 7 days a week, from 3 to 6 p.m. Enjoy the beer wall for 25% off and deals on appetizers. Stop by Charlieu's, located at 1901 Highway 273 in the Shasta Gateway. Charlieu's Tap House, where family traditions begin.
Gold Leaf Nursery, last days of summer. 40% off sale is on now. All nursery stock, 1 gallon to our large 24-inch box trees. Ground covers, fruit trees, shade trees, evergreens, redwood trees in many sizes. Palm trees, flowering magnolia trees, crepe myrtles in many sizes and colors, full size to dwarf. The best time to plant a shade tree was 20 years ago. Let's get some shade growing in your yard. Gold Leaf Nursery has a huge selection of 24-inch box trees at 40% off. Blueberry plants and a great selection of citrus trees, 15-gallon size. Last days of summer sale, 40% off. Gold Leaf Nursery is located at the south end of Churn Creek Road, 1/4 mile from Airport Road and Dersh Road. Sales start September 2nd through September 30th. Open Tuesday through Saturday. Gold Leaf Nursery, making Shasta County greener since 1975.
Join me, Dr. Lauren, on Tuesdays at 6 p.m. behind the pink mic for breast cancer conversations about prevention and diagnosis, to healing stories and words from expert guests. Behind the Pink Mic is proudly sponsored by Sizzle's Kitchen and Swell Endeavor. Tune in with Dr. Lauren every Tuesday at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, and streaming at KCNR1450.com. Behind the Pink Mic, let's talk healing, hope, and community.
Smoke and sap, dirt and grime, leaves and pollen, and even bugs. Just a few things that can possibly damage your vehicle's paint over time, causing it to pit, fade, and oxidize, basically ruining your paint job. Quick and Clean Car Wash can help. Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading invites you to stop by and enjoy their all-cloth car wash. What it take the time to pre-wash and hand-scrub your car or truck. Quick and Clean Car Wash also offers car wash packages. Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading.
Definitely. I think it's captures so many of my interests, which is why I'm really happy I chose that major. It just encompasses so many things that I've enjoyed all throughout my life.
Maybe I'm mistaken. It seems to me that she's got a bit of Mark Albero in her, where she's got the sales and marketing talent.
To hear more and to help us introduce your high school, GED, work ready, and college students to our CEOs, visit our website at realworldleaders.org. That's realworldleaders.org.
A regular dose of intelligent medicine injected directly into your inbox. Subscribe to Dr. Hoffman's free newsletter. Just go to drhoffman.com.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here.
Our number 877-726-8255. Let's see what one of our callers has to say.
Hi, Dr. Hoffman. I hear from nutritionists that you should not drink anything with your meals because it interferes with digestion. Yet on the bottle of most supplements, it says to take with food and, of course, water. Can you clarify that seeming contradiction? Thank you.
Okay. So I got to say that nutritionists who repeat that old shibboleth is a word for something that's an obsolete viewpoint, doesn't make sense anymore, that they're wrong about that, that indeed humans can consume liquids with food. In fact, it's hard to consume food sometimes without some liquid. You know, liquid moistens the food, enables you to swallow it more easily. It was thought that by drinking too much liquid, well, maybe you reduce the potency of the hydrochloric acid in your stomach that's designed to break down the food. And that may be true if you really guzzle a lot of liquid with your food. Okay, maybe that's possible. Or for people who have something called dumping syndrome, or maybe they have a rapid transit from their stomach into their intestines and they get flushed and hypoglycemic when the food hits their GI tract too fast. People who've had gastric bypass surgery, maybe they have to limit their liquid intake. But for most people, it's okay to drink with your food. Don't follow that outmoded advice. I personally take my supplements with food for the most part. There's some supplements taken away from food. There are a few of those that I take away from food. Don't want the food to interfere with the absorption. But the vast majority of my supplements I take with food. I just take a few supplements, throw in in my mouth, you know, take a bite of food, swallow, because the food acts kind of a ramrod to push the supplements down. Maybe take a little bit of water to help facilitate the passage of the food with the supplements, and it's all going to turn out okay. So that's we were once taught that, you know, it's like one of the rules of nutrition, don't drink with your food. Turns out that advice is misguided and obsolete. 877-726-8255 our number. A reminder, you can get supplements via DearHoffmanStore.com. That's my full script dispensary where we stock only the highest quality supplements, some of which are very hard to find elsewhere. And you can get fast, free delivery and rely on the safety and potency of your supplements. 877-726-8255 our number. This is Intelligent Medicine.
Guess who's watching Rob Finnerty on Newsmax? President Trump is. He even says Finnerty's show is so terrific. Millions are joining President Trump to watch Finnerty every night at 8 p.m. Eastern on Newsmax. All this week, Rob looks at the media's war on President Trump. Rob gives you the facts about the National Guard in cities like New York, Chicago, and Los Angeles. He tells you the real truth about the Jeffrey Epstein files, and he reveals the big media's agenda on Trump's health. You need to watch Rob Finnerty on Newsmax. Check out your local cable system. Newsmax is on all major systems. Or download the free Newsmax app. It costs you nothing, and you can watch in minutes. Finnerty is the fastest-growing primetime news show in America. Find out why even President Trump is tuning in. More than 40 million Americans go to Newsmax for news they can trust. Because we are real news for real people.
Unlock the secret of the muscadine grape, nature's antioxidant powerhouse. It's the only grape with an extra pair of chromosomes that supercharges its health benefits. It's packed with more antioxidants than blueberries, cranberries, acai, or pomegranates, and its unique genetic edge provides a rich concentration of protective phytonutrients like ellagic acid, resveratrol, quercetin, anthocyanidins, and more. Backed by 15 years of scientific research, you can harness the power of the muscadine grape with the Mighty Muscadine Supplement, supporting supporting heart health, promoting a strong immune system, enhancing brain function, improving joint and sexual health, and aiding in a healthy inflammatory response. The Mighty Muscadine supplement helps you age better with a science-backed, easy-to-take capsule. I've added it to my daily regimen and feel the difference that nature and an extra pair of chromosomes can make. Visit MightyMuscadine.com and use coupon code Hoffman for 15% off site-wide. That's MightyMuscadine.com, America's first grape with powerful benefits.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at kcnr1460.com.
Looking for work? O2 Employment Services has been working with local job seekers for the past 20 years. If you're tired of uploading your resume and getting no response, it's time to let O2 help you find that perfect position. Oh, and by the way, you pay absolutely nothing for our service. If you'd like our help, head on over to our website at o2es.com, click apply now, and complete our online application. We have connections with over 600 local businesses. Once we have your information and understand what you're looking for, we can introduce you to all the positions you may wish to consider. We currently have over 100 available positions, and we would love to match you with the one you're looking for. O2 Employment Services, the North State's leading staffing agency. Give us a call at 530-223-4674. That's 530-223-4674. Or visit us online at o2es.com.
SOL-1, developed by Harvard students Bradley Wagman and Victor Bokish, is a wearable device that uses AI and self-robotics to help people with foot drop, a condition affecting millions of Americans, walk naturally again. Here's Bradley and Victor with more.
With SOL-1, we wanted to create something that feels as good to wear as it is effective. It's lightweight, sleek, fits in any shoe, and adapts in real time. It supports every step, helping people with foot drop walk confidently again.
We've taken inspiration from athletic gear because we believe assistive technology should be something you're proud to wear, not just something you must. That's why winning the James Dyson Award is so exciting. It's known globally for celebrating ideas that solve real problems in creative and practical ways. Now, as we head to the international competition with the global winners revealed November 5th, we hope SOL-1 inspires other inventors to enter their ideas into the James Dyson Award.
Liberty Nation with Mark Angelides.
Elements of the media are seeking to derail the legitimacy of the United States Supreme Court. What is on the docket? What can they do about it? And where is it all heading? Find out on Liberty Nation Radio.
Author, columnist, managing editor of LibertyNation.com, podcast host and conservative policy advocate.
We dismiss history at our peril.
Liberty Nation with Mark Angelides.
To battle is to fight. To struggle, to overcome, and ultimately for the Marine Corps, it means to win. There is no alternative. It's not just a statement of intent. It's a promise to our nation. A promise kept for more than two centuries. A promise of the Marines.
DrHoffman.com, your portal for cutting-edge information on health and nutrition.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. I'm your host, Dr. Ronald Hoffman, 877-726-8255, our number. And there's, in the wake of legalization of pot in many parts of the United States, many localities, pot's becoming more available. You don't get busted for smoking pot anymore. And more people are using cannabis. And here's an interesting study, because I had concerns about this. First of all, cannabis, when used by young people, can increase their likelihood of crossing over into schizophrenia. It is not a great thing for young brains. You know, maybe as an adult, the brain is formed, it's established, your personality has been developed, your identity is more secure, but it can have adverse mental consequences. It also, frankly, it tends to demotivate people. It's hard to be very productive when you're smoking a lot of pot. Here's yet another hazard associated with cannabis use. Cannabis use may quadruple diabetes risk. Large real-world study from Europe and the USA finds cannabis users face almost four times the risk of developing type 2 diabetes within 5 years than people who do not use the drug. Now, there's a couple of ways to look at this. One is there a direct effect, say, on the pancreas or on the liver by cannabis that is causing blood sugar to skyrocket in these individuals? And that may be, although it hasn't yet been elucidated. We don't know what cannabis is doing in terms of metabolism directly. But I'll tell you one thing about cannabis. Smoking pot does give you the munchies. And when you get the munchies, you're going to eat everything in sight without a lot of discipline or discretion. You're going to go for some pizza. You're going to go for some fast food. Or you're going to go for some sweets. And that may be the main reason why cannabis users have quadruple the diabetes risk. The other thing about pot is that if I were to wake up every morning and first thing in the morning that I would do is look at the ashtray and see a half-smoked joint and light it up as an eye-opener, it would be very unlikely that I would be able to complete my morning exercise routine. It just does not go together. And I guess there may be some outlier people who can do this, maintain a healthy lifestyle, eat healthy, and smoke a lot of pot. But the qualification on this is they say, despite these findings, this is a retrospective study and cannot prove that cannabis use causes diabetes. It is an associative study. Cannabis users have more diabetes, but it doesn't necessarily mean that cannabis per se causes diabetes. And that's an important distinction. But more research needs to be underway. And, yeah, we've got to think about public policies that condone or even encourage the use of marijuana. Because with the government being a partner taxing marijuana, there's incentive to get more people to smoke pot, which is probably not good for the health of Americans and the well-being of our society. Folks, September is Healthy Aging Month. Did you know that? Well, it's the perfect time to try healthy aging with NT Factor. Do you wish you could turn back the clock on aging? Brain fog and fading stamina can make it feel like your best days are behind you. NT Factor Lipids is a breakthrough supplement that works at the cellular level. And this is important. It helps to restore mitochondrial function. So we often talk about the mitochondria here on Intelligent Medicine. There are actually many supplements that working together can optimize our mitochondrial function. And NT Factor is one that I rely on. So energy, clarity, and zest can naturally return, giving your cells back the power to fuel sharper thinking and easier movement. In peer-reviewed human clinical trials, older adults restored mitochondrial function to levels statistically indistinguishable from healthy young adults. You want in on that. Participants experienced a 35% reduction in fatigue and up to a 33% improvement in cognitive function within just 8 to 12 weeks. I've been using NT Factor for years. Now, you can harness the power of NT Factor with healthy aging. Healthy aging with NT Factor is the perfect addition to your current supplement regime. Just go to ntfactor.com. That's ntfactor.com. People are living longer. Make sure you have the energy and vitality to enjoy it with not just lifespan, but longer health span with healthy aging with NT Factor. All right, this item on acupuncture. Now, acupuncture, there still is an entry in Wikipedia that calls acupuncture unscientific and a quack therapy that just like, you know, disparages acupuncture. And that's the whole slant, unfortunately, on Wikipedia when it comes to discussing natural therapies. Here's a study, just came out last month, the efficacy of acupuncture in the treatment of a really hard-to-treat nerve problem. It's called CIPN, chemotherapy-induced peripheral neuropathy. Now, many of you who've had chemotherapy, may have saved your life. Thank goodness. But you are left with numbness, tingling, and pain, especially in the feet, sometimes in the fingertips. Peripheral neuropathy. The nerves have been damaged by the toxic effects of the chemo. And this is a serious problem. It can last for years. It sometimes emerges months after the chemo. And in this study, actually it's a study of 18 studies comprising over 1,000 patients, what they found is that the symptoms of CITN, chemotherapy-induced peripheral neuropathy, were reduced, pain was reduced, quality of life was improved, and the toxicity of the chemotherapy was minimized by using acupuncture. So, you know, acupuncture is scientifically validated. I just don't know why they're always dumping on acupuncture on Wikipedia and other therapies. In naturopathic medicine, they consider a form of unscientific quackery. All right. When you exercise, do you feel the burn? Well, the burn is often attributed to lactic acid buildup in your muscles. And typically it will result in something called DOMS, delayed onset muscle soreness. Usually for me, it's not the next day, it's 48 hours later that I get the DOMS. You know, you have a heavy bout of exercise, if I cycle long distance, or if I'm really hitting the weights, take a really long swim, I will have sore muscles. So the consolation is that sore muscles, which may be due to the accumulation of lactic acid, you know, we often hear lactic acid is a bad thing. Oh, I got lactic acid. I gotta get the lactic acid out of my muscles because it's making me feel really sore. It turns out that lactate or lactic acid is a fuel for the brain. Article here, lactate and BDNF, brain-derived neurotrophic factor. I call it Miracle-Gro for the brain. Lactate is actually something that induces the production and utilization of BDNF, which enhances neuroplasticity in different parts of the brain. It helps the synapses, it helps the nerve cells regenerate, and in this review, they say that research has shown that increased lactic acid levels following high-intensity exercise are associated with increased levels of BDNF. And the way they prove this is that even if you don't exercise, they can give you an IV of lactic acid at rest, and it will actually increase the levels of BDNF in your brain. So they say that lactate plays a very complex role in the brain's metabolism, and hence your sore muscles may be a sign that you're feeding your head and improving your brain function. 877-726-8255 is our number, and this is Intelligent Medicine.
We wouldn't go a day without washing our hands, brushing our teeth, and washing our nose. Whoa, wait, we wash our nose? Yes. The number one place where bacteria, viruses, and pollen enter your body is through the nose. So the average person breathes over 23,000 times a day. That's 23,000 opportunities for bacteria, viruses, and irritants to get into your nose and make you sick. For an extra layer of protection, wash your nose with Clear. That is Clear, X-L-E-A-R. Clear's drug-free nasal spray features xylitol, an ingredient proven to block adhesion of many nasty bacteria and viruses, and effectively clean. Not just rinse like a saline, but wash your nose. Clear nasal spray quickly alleviates congestion, opens your airway, and ensures your body's natural defenses are strong. Read the research studies for yourself at clear.com. That's X-L-E-A-R.com. Protect yourself from the pathogens and junk you breathe. Pick up a bottle for you and your family today.
You're listening to Intelligent Medicine, a resource to help you take control of your health.
We offer a balanced, objective analysis of all your health, wellness, and aging options, both conventional and alternative. Now you can take your engagement to the next level by joining Fullscript. Fullscript is my online dispensing platform that only offers curated, professional-grade supplement brands that I know and trust. Never counterfeit or expired, always stored and shipped correctly. Just go to DearHoffmanStore.com for more information and to start your free Fullscript account. Buying through Fullscript offers fast, free shipping, optional refill reminders, a mobile-friendly site, it's safe, secure, and HIPAA compliant and offers world-class support. Just go to DearHoffmanStore.com. You'll get access to the supplements and features you need to help you achieve your wellness goals, including my custom targeted protocols that combine the products I recommend to address specific needs, heart health, immune support, and much more. It's all at DearHoffmanStore.com. DearHoffmanStore.com.
Every day, your life is filled with choices, and when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wynn Carpenter and Terry Raposa and Janet Chandler. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archive link.
Come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. The time has come for 51. Jefferson,
at Stifel Nicolaus, I am committed to offering investors personalized investment guidance. Stifel is a full-service organization with departments staffed with professionals that specialize in a wide range of investment opportunities. We strive to give each account, regardless of size, careful individual attention. This is financial advisor Susan Eastman at 530-244-7199. Let's talk today about a personalized plan. Again, that number, 530-244-7199.
25.
$2.8 million to study fighting hamsters, $11 million on cat constipation, $2.4 million to see if monkeys gamble. This is how Washington spends your tax dollars, funding absurd studies through U.S. universities. Campus reform is exposing this waste, calling out taxpayer-funded grants that embarrass our institutions. Research dollars should support real progress, medical breakthroughs, innovation, not kitten motion sickness. Thanks to these reports, hundreds of millions in grants have already been canceled. Campus reform will keep shining a light, holding wasteful programs accountable. Visit campusreform.org to stay informed. Restoring truth, correcting bias in education, one story at a time. A series brought to you by the Leadership Institute and Radio America.
At National Geographic Society, we believe in the power of wonder. It drives us to explore, pushes us to see the world differently, moves us to action. And we believe that today, wonder is more essential than ever.
Wow.
That's why we're supporting a new generation of explorers to ask big questions, make breakthroughs, and bring the future closer. Wonder awaits. Will you join us? Visit natgeo.org/wonder.
A regular dose of intelligent medicine injected directly into your inbox. Subscribe to Dr. Hoffman's free newsletter. Just go to drhoffman.com.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. Our number is 877-726-8255, and we have a question from an audience member. Let's hear it.
Hi. How is it the best way to treat osteoporosis? Diet and or supplements? Thank you.
Okay. Well, yeah, when we're talking about osteoporosis, we're missing a couple of components to that, because sometimes it's necessary to use medication. But the medications have a lot of downsides, and I find them that they're best used as a last resort if all else fails or if your osteoporosis is very advanced. So don't preclude the possibility of using medication. And one thing you didn't mention is exercise, and particularly resistance exercise helps the bones to strengthen and remineralize. But when it comes to diet, you can go wrong with a diet that's a very skimpy diet. You know, I worry about a lot of the people taking these GLP-1 drugs. They're, you know, losing a lot of weight, but they're not getting a lot of protein. You need adequate protein for your bones. And vegan diets sometimes are missing the components that lead to healthy bone formation, so make sure you get adequate protein. When it comes to supplements, I actually have posted a bone health protocol at drhoffmanstore.com. So in addition to a basic protocol, you know, that everybody can take, it's kind of a starter protocol, the supplements that are absolutely essential, I've listed supplements under various categories, an allergy protocol, a bone health protocol, a brain health protocol, and you can find that they're among the supplements that are most helpful for bone health. I will suggest strontium. But strontium is something that's kind of strong. If you have just the goal of prevention, you might not need strontium. If you actually have more advanced bone loss, strontium can come in handy. Adequate levels of calcium, but not, you know, pushing huge amounts of calcium because there are limits to the benefits of calcium. Inert-absorbable form, calcium citrate, or calcium hydroxyapatite. Vitamin K2, of course, vitamin D, make sure you have adequate levels of vitamin D. It's been shown that olive leaf extract has benefits for bone, so that I include in my protocol, I believe. And so you'll find that entire protocol at drhoffmanstore.com. Check it out. All right, this item, I'm a big proponent of CBD. As you well know, you know, I debate against the harms of marijuana, but CBD is part of what you get from the hemp plant that has minimal amounts of accompanying THC, in many cases no THC. So it's the THC that's the stoner part of the plant. The CBD has benefits for pain, for sleep, and maybe even anti-inflammatory benefits. Endocannabinoid system, which CBD affects, regulates many of our most critical bodily functions, such as learning and memory, emotional processing, sleep, temperature, and pain control, as well as inflammatory and immune responses. I believe that CBD is a real breakthrough in herbal products. The CBD brand that I take and recommend is Plus CBD from CB Sciences, which has now introduced Ignite Male Performance Soft Gels to the wellness line. Ignite combines the calming power of CBD with a potent blend of traditional botanicals. We now have the science to show that they support testosterone levels rather than introducing synthetic hormones or stimulants. Ignite takes a natural approach to support the body's own testosterone production and hormonal balance. It's a daily formula designed to optimize performance and help men feel more like themselves again. To learn more and to order, visit pluscbdoil.com/Hoffman and use coupon code HOFFMAN30 for 30% off. That's on all their products at pluscbdoil.com/Hoffman. That's pluscbdoil.com/Hoffman for the new Ignite Men's Performance Formula and all their other great products. All right. You know, I sometimes talk about, you know, drhoffmanstore.com and our full script dispensary where we carefully vet the products. A lot of people, unfortunately, shop Amazon, they shop Walmart. There can be many fine products there, but you don't necessarily know what you're getting. And if you shop just for a price point, or if it sounds too good to be true, be careful, because you can get products that not only are counterfeit and have no active ingredients, but also may contain harmful additives. So here's, and this all happens all the time. The FDA has released an advisory about a product called Pain Flex. Sounds good, right? Pain Flex. And a lot of people will be taking Pain Flex and they're going to say, this stuff is great. And I remember way back when, this must have been in the 90s, I had a patient come in. He was actually a celebrity. And he said, I found this thing in Chinatown that is great. It's these little black balls. And he took a little packet out of his pocket. He poured out these little black balls. They look like little spheres that were like tarry looking black balls. And he said, these are great for my pain. And unfortunately, it turns out he was suffering from bipolar disorder. He would go manic sometimes. And the products were laced with steroids, which steroids can make you go manic. I said, I don't know about this. I said, because on the package you can't see what the ingredients are. You just got it in a little envelope there. And it turned out that there was a warning a few months later from the FDA, beware of these black ball supplements because they were laced with steroids. Same thing with PainFlex. PainFlex, it turns out, contains dexamethasone, which is a powerful steroid, which, yeah, you're going to feel better, right? But it's super dangerous to take steroids long-term. Steroids can cause mental problems. They can it can erode your bones, cause cataracts, cause stomach ulcers, and it can also cause you to have elevation in your blood sugar. And also something called methocarbamol, which is a pharmaceutical that I don't think FDA approved in the United States. It's a muscle relaxant. So, you can get high blood pressure from this. And if you try to exercise while taking steroids, you can get muscle injuries. You can get psychiatric problems. So they say consumers taking PainFlex should immediately consult with their healthcare professional to safely discontinue use of the product. By the way, if you're on steroids, you have to taper slowly. Slow taper is necessary. So that's, don't even stop cold turkey. Your doctor may say, we'll let you down easy, because otherwise you're going to crash and burn. So the hazards of going on the Internet, you know, can't be minimized. And this happens all the time. The FDA releases warnings about products that are sold widely. Finally, scientists reverse stroke damage with stem cells. We're starting to enter an era where stem cells can be used for repair. In the study, however, this is done in animals. The stem cells had to be specially prepared. You cannot now go to a clinic in Tijuana who's going to administer this because these stem cells have to be injected directly into the brain. They have to be prepared in a certain way. We're on our way to effective regenerative medicine with stem cells, but some of the clinics, the stem cell chop shops that are rising here and there, are upping stem cells, and they're not ready for prime time, but new studies are suggesting ways that we can utilize stem cells. In these studies, the mice who were treated with these stem cells showed signs of brain repair after administration of stem cells directly into their brain after a stroke. Well, thanks very much for joining us. Remember, drhoffman.com is your destination.
I want to let you in on a skincare secret that's changed my personal and my family's daily routine. Timeline's Mitobiotics skincare line. This isn't just surface level skincare, it's targeting skin longevity at the cellular level. It's powered by the same cutting edge cellular science as MitoPure, the patented Urolithin A supplement you've heard us talk about that ignites your body's natural anti-aging pathway. Timeline's topical Mitobiotics revitalizes your skin's mitochondria from the outside in, reducing wrinkles, renewing and protecting skin, and supporting collagen. It visibly starts to reduce wrinkle depth and volume after only 2 weeks. It offers immediate results, but also delivers gradual, lasting improvements. It's a true transformation over time. As an Intelligent Medicine listener, you can get 20% off any Timeline skincare or supplement purchase. Just visit timeline.com/Hoffman Skin. Future of skincare is cellular. Just go to timeline.com/Hoffman Skin for Mitobiotic skincare.
Join top CEOs and business leaders as they sit down with fellow CEOs on Executive Leaders Radio to share their insights, personal journey, and the real stories behind today's most impactful business leaders.
I'd like to go back to a couple of those influences. You know, your best friend,
bringing you compassion, your cousin bringing you humor. How did those two things combine to impact your career and how you interact with people today?
The compassion part, that's a bit tricky, right? Because you're asking other people to reveal themselves to you a little bit. And I think you have to lead with your own vulnerability for other people to respond with some. And I think that starts with compassion, listening, caring, have a genuine interest in the other human being that you're engaging with.
Discover more CEO conversations and nominate a leader to join the show at executiveleadersradio.com. That's executive.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from Town Hall. I'm Jason Walker. President Trump paying tribute to Charlie Cook at a huge memorial service in Arizona, praising the slain conservative as a singular force whose work must now advance. Also speaking, Charlie's widow.
Kirk said Charlie was dedicated to helping young people, especially young men.
He wanted to save young men, just like the one who took his life.
Then, in a remarkable moment, as she choked back tears, Erica Kirk offered forgiveness.
That man, that young man, I forgive him.
She said it's what Christ did and what Charlie would do. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Conservative commentator Tucker Carlson.
Charlie was fearless at all times, truly fearless, to his last moment. He was unafraid. He was not defensive, and there was no hate in his heart.
Conservative commentator Tucker Carlson, also there, Secretary of State Marco Rubio, who marveled at Charlie's impact.
There's 100-something thousand people here. The President of the United States is here. His entire cabinet is here. Television audio outlets and media outlets from all over the world are covering this. I just came from overseas, and every country I stopped, they gave us their condolences for his passing. Impactful in just 31 years of life.
Pastor Rod McCoy, co-founder of Turning Point USA.
From the thin veil of heaven, Charlie declares to all earthly powers and principalities who will gather here, they have come into the presence of the God of all creation. Charlie wanted his Savior to be the guest of honor.
Others who spoke at that memorial include Vice President J.D. Vance and Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth and many others. More on these stories, townhall.com.
Living with everyday pain is like having a voice that always says, no, no, you can't do that. You can't go there. You can't play your favorite sport. You better sift this one out. It's no way to live. If pain is affecting you, see how Relief Factor can help you get back to living life again on your terms. One where you say yes a whole lot more. Head over to ReliefFactor.com or give them a call at 800-4-RELIEF. Relief Factor is a daily supplement that fights pain naturally. Developed by a team of doctors and scientists, Relief Factor's unique formula of natural ingredients doesn't just mask pain, it helps reduce or eliminate it for good. Whether it's your back, neck, your joints, your muscles, Relief Factor can help you, as it has for so many others. Give Relief Factor's three-week quick start a try. It's only $19.95, a low-cost way for you to sort of take it out for a test drive. Less than a dollar a day. Go to ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com, or call 800-4-RELIEF. That's 800-4-RELIEF. See how you could live with less pain, and you can say yes to more of everything you want with Relief Factor.
Now, the Pentagon is stepping up media restrictions.
The Pentagon is stepping up restrictions on the media by requiring journalists to sign a pledge not to report on information that has not been authorized for release, including unclassified information. Journalists who don't abide risk losing their media credentials that provide direct to the military headquarters. Free press advocates call the move an assault on independent journalism. Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth is telling journalists to follow the rules or go home. Ron Taylor reporting.
Patrons at a restaurant acting quickly to stop a gunman who opened fire during a wedding at a New Hampshire country club. One person was killed, two wounded Saturday before the suspect was taken into custody. Authorities say gunfire killed a 59-year-old man at Sky Meadow Country Club. Witnesses at the scene say someone struck the shooter over the head with a chair in an attempt to subdue him. Breaking news and analysis, townhall.com. Ohio is attracting more residents and growing. for the first time in decades. Jonathan Williams with the American Legislative Exchange Council says it has a lot to do with a number of conservative reforms, including at the state university level.
To get this horrible ideology of DEI and other things that distract away from the core educational mission of these universities, and that was something that they passed through this new legislature, and I think really stacks up with some of these other major reforms that Ohio has gotten done.
In the last 14 days, 200 people marching from Philadelphia to Washington in defense of democracy, from children to the elderly, members of the We Are America march arrived in the nation's capital Friday, where they were greeted with hugs and cheers from supporters and members of Congress. Mission of the walk was to unite a movement strong enough to hold American leaders accountable. More on these stories at townhall.com.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Reading.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Reading Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Hi, I'm Ted Bambino, president of the Reading Rodeo. We are thrilled to be partners with the Reading Rancheria. They are an intricate part of the success of the Reading Rodeo.
Hi, I'm Julie. This is Debbie. We're here at the Shasta Family YMCA.
Hi, and I'm Kristen, the CEO. And on behalf of our team, I'd like to thank the Reading Rancheria for the many years of support for our programs and our projects like the playground.
Reading Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Ready to turn your dreams into reality? At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit simpsonu.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Reading Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Hi, my name is Lori from Backrubs. We've been working with the Rancheria since 2008. It's an honor to be partnering with Rancheria. They are one of our favorite groups to work with.
I'm Yasmin Pena with Shasta Heating Air Conditioning. We've been working with the Reading Rancheria since 2022, and we are proud to be their go-to whenever they need work done.
Reading Rancheria. Proud to play our part.
This is Carl Bott and Ted Leidy. We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right. Even cooking sometimes.
Even cooking sometimes. People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up. Fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio.
That time again for the Stillwater Powwow, October 3rd through the 5th at the Reading Rodeo Grounds with free admission for all ages. It's the return of beautiful dancers, the feel of powerful drummers, all from across the nation. Learn and experience firsthand the culture of the Native American people. Proudly brought to you by the Reading Rancheria and the Wind River Resort and Casino. The Stillwater Powwow, October 3rd through the 5th at the Reading Rodeo Grounds. For information, visit stillwaterpowwow.com. Brought to you by the Potter Family, Reading Rancheria, Wind River Resort and Casino. This station and other proud sponsors.
Alan Gordon, Coach Master Collision. She had minor damage to her rear bumper. I wrote her an estimate. Later, I received a call. The lady responsible for the damage wanted to pay for the repairs out of pocket. Her insurance agent told her a claim would raise her rates for years. With our experience in the claim process, I explained to her most insurance companies would forgive a claim if the cost was below a minimum amount. I suggested she contact her insurance agent and have them review her policy. She called back very excited. It appeared her policy did extend forgiveness. They would pay for the repairs, and she wouldn't be charged with a claim or have to pay a deductible. The accident would not cost her a thing. She was very pleased. Good thing the vehicle owner came to the right place for repairs. We all pay a lot for insurance. Choosing Coachmaster will ensure you get the most for your money. Let this experience work for you. And yes, If we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Kick the season off right and join us Mondays through December 29th for our Monday Night Football in Overtime, where you can enjoy delicious stadium snacks and buckets of beer while you watch your favorite football team on the big screen. Check-ins start at 4 p.m. Don't forget to play your favorite slot machine to earn a t-shirt and a shot glass. For complete details, visit WinRiver.com or call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN. Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Say, I was not that impressed. and not with all of them, but, you know, with some of them. And I just thought, you know, some of this information is just not great. It was incomplete. You know, many times it was completely inaccurate. Many times the same source would contradict what they had previously said. Again, just a little bit of a mess. So I thought, what if I started a radio program that was consistent, reliable, and accurate? And just a great source of information, accurate and reliable information that the audience can absolutely count on. What if I did something like that? And I thought, oh, I can do that. and the show was born. And I'm entrepreneurial by nature. And so I thought, I jumped in and I tackled that. You know, the mission of Senior Care Live is very simple. It's to provide information, education, and resources for seniors and their caregivers. It's just that simple. It's that straightforward. There's nothing on this program that misses the mark that is not incorporated into that mission. And trust me, I have declined many, many people and many companies who have wanted to be on the program because I either didn't trust them or they simply did not fulfill the mission of the program. So here we are 12 years later, and in Kansas City, our flagship stations are Talk 980 AM and 98.1 FM KMBZ. They're both Odyssey stations, and they're the biggest stations in the Midwest region, and I'm really, really proud to be here. And, of course, as you probably already know, we're also nationally syndicated through our partnership with Radio America. We can be heard across the United States. And after the radio broadcasts, you know, we have to get into the 21st century here, right? the program is then converted into a podcast and then distributed through all of the major podcast platforms. And thousands and thousands of people listen to the program each and every week. And I'm just so honored that you trust me to help you with this important subject matter. I do not take that for granted, and I'll continue to work hard every single day, and I will do my best every time. I won't let you down. I'll just say that. So also wanted to share a story. Darren and I were visiting before the program about our friend Kerry Hall. He has a fantastic program, the Healthcare Advocate. It's nationally syndicated. He's on way more stations than I am. He's a really good guy. So many years, I mean, a long time ago, he invited me to be on his show. And we had some notes that we were just going to kind of follow some talking points and cover each kind of area, and then I would just elaborate on that and provide information, et cetera. And he could tell that I was a little bit nervous. And I was nervous because I wanted to say everything right, and I wanted to do a good job, and all the stuff. You want to do well. And he could see that in me. He could sense that in me. And he looked at me. He goes, "You seem a little bit tight." He said, "Just relax." He said, "You are an expert on this topic. No one knows more about this than you do. Just talk about what you know, because you know your stuff. That's why I invited you to be on my show. It's just you and I having a conversation." With that, I listened to him. I trusted him, and I did relax. And it was just he and I having a conversation. And then when I heard the show after the fact, it sounded great. And I'm like, wow, he really helped me relax. And just that really sounded natural, and it came out great. And I wasn't nervous, and I didn't feel nervous. I didn't sound nervous. So to my friend Kerry Hall, just wanted to say thank you for that. You helped me more than you probably know. And I just wanted to recognize that. And then, you know, I've had so many special expert guests on the program over all of the years, and I will continue to do that. And I'm currently looking for, you know, some other experts to be on the program. We have a space where we're going to be adding some partners to the program. And if you're interested in that, if your company has a product or a service that helps fulfill the mission of Senior Care Live, which is to provide provide information, education, and resources for seniors and their caregivers, you know, reach out and give us a call, and we'll see if we can work that out. But to our partners today, Kansas City Hospice and Palliative Care have been with me for years and years and years. Hands down, the best hospice and palliative care service in the Kansas City region. That's a no-doubter. That's a no-brainer. And we have David Wiley and a lot of special guests with Kansas City Hospice on the program. They've been on with me for years and years, and I thank them for their support and their partnership, and again, helping us fulfill the mission of Senior Care Life. And then we have Ben Socek with Home Downsizing Solutions. He's been with me for years and years, just educating our listening audience about, you know, downsizing and what do you do with your house and all of those huge, huge matters when you are making a transition from your current home to your next home, whether that's downsizing to a smaller home, an apartment, a townhome, independent living, assisted living, or long-term care. He can help you with that, and he's just a wealth of knowledge. And every time we have him on the program, I really look forward to having him on the show, and he's always so helpful and has so much great information. And then Rally Wealth and Benefits with my friend Bruce Glenn. He has been with me for years. He's our financial expert on the program, and I appreciate Bruce and Christina and all of the wonderful folks at Rally Wealth and Benefits. They are fantastic. They are as good as it gets, and give us a call if you need any help with any of these providers, any of the services that they offer. But just want to say thank you to our partners for helping me serve our audience. Again, our audience would be primarily seniors and their caregivers, but we have a lot of senior care professionals working, you know, listening to the show, working in that business, helping the same group, the same clientele there. So I like to say thank you to all of them. And then, of course, again, to Mr. Darren Wilhite, thank you for producing the program. You make me sound better than I do.
Oh, stop.
So thank you so much. So, all right, let's not forget about the Senior Care Live question of the week. Senior Care Live started on KMBZ in 2013. Is that statement true or false? What do you think?
You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information, visit SeniorCareLive.com. We'll have more with Steve coming up next.
Hello, this is Steve Keeker, President of Senior Care Consulting. I'm so excited to announce that we are expanding nationwide by awarding Senior Care Consulting franchises. We help our clients find the right senior care community, including assisted living, memory care, long-term care, and continuing care retirement communities. We are not another run-of-the-mill free referral service. We're very different. We offer a placement service with integrity. Owning a senior care consulting franchise offers many benefits. Our market is not affected by the economy. Operate from your home office and enjoy work-life balance. Pour your passion into a business you can be proud of. For more information about owning a senior care consulting franchise, call 833-722-3726, 833-722-3726, or visit SeniorCareConsulting.com. I'm Steve Keeker with Senior Care Consulting, here with Ben Socek from Home Downsizing Solutions. Ben, I understand you have a big announcement.
I do, Steve. I'm very excited to announce that my company, Home Downsizing Solutions, is expanding nationally through the franchising model.
That's great, Ben. And who would be an ideal candidate for owning a Home Downsizing Solutions franchise?
I think the ideal candidate has some experience working with seniors, especially with any of the services that seniors utilize when selling a house and moving to senior living, that also has an interest in and recognizes a very important service of providing a fast, easy, convenient way to sell a house in its as-is condition when making that transition.
I know you do a great job, Ben, serving seniors and their families. And I'm so excited about your franchise opportunities all across America. For more information, call toll-free 855-291-5005 or visit HomeDownsizing.com.
Back-to-school specials are here at Charlou's Tap House. Feed the whole family with a large shoe-topping pizza, big fresh salad, and a basket of breadsticks, all for just $48. And hey, don't forget to book your kids' birthday party in our adventure room. They'll make their own pizzas, jump in the bounce house, and play in the arcade. Or let them play while you relax and dine. Parents, we've got you covered, too. Happy hour, 7 days a week, from 3 to 6 p.m. Enjoy the beer wall for 25% off and deals on appetizers. Stop by Charlou's, located at 1901 Highway 273 in the Shasta Gateway. Charlou's Tap House, where family traditions begin.
Ready to grow your business? KCNR is the last locally owned and operated radio station in our area. We reach thousands of listeners in our community every single day. Our professional production team creates custom ads that grab attention and get the results for your business. And you'll be surprised on how affordable advertising with KCNR is. Our listeners are your customers. Call Sue McClain today at 530-605-4565.
Join me, Dr. Lauren, on Tuesdays at 6 p.m. behind the pink mic for breast cancer conversations about prevention and diagnosis to healing stories and words from expert guests. Behind the Pink Mic is proudly sponsored by Sizzle's Kitchen and Swell Endeavor. Tune in with Dr. Lauren every Tuesday at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, and streaming at KCNR1460.com. Behind the Pink Mic, let's talk healing, hope, and community.
Gold Leaf Nursery Last Days of Summer. 40% off sale is on now. All nursery stock, 1 gallon to our large 24-inch box trees. Ground covers, fruit trees, shade trees, evergreens, redwood trees in many sizes, palm trees, flowering magnolia trees, crepe myrtles in many sizes and colors, full size to dwarf. The best time to plant a shade tree was 20 years ago. Let's get some shade growing in your yard. Goldleaf Nursery has a huge selection of 24-inch box trees at 40% off. Blueberry plants and a great selection of citrus trees, 15-gallon size. Last days of summer sale, 40% off. Goldleaf Nursery is located at the south end of Churn Creek Road, 1/4 mile from Airport Road and Dersh Road. Sales start September 2nd through September 30th. Open Tuesday through Saturday. Goldleaf Nursery, making Shasta County greener since 1975.
Or false? And the answer is false. The answer is false. I actually started the program on a different, they're a large radio station. It was a different radio station. I was there for a couple of years. And then here at KMBZ with Odyssey, it used to be called Intercom and now it's called Odyssey. But they, some inventory opened up, a lot of inventory opened up, and I was able to move over to, frankly, where I wanted to start the program in the first place. They just didn't have room for me in the beginning. And the timing was about right. So that worked out. So I've been here for about 11 years, and then the other place where it started off, a couple of years. How about that? And I stepped it up, too. I made some major changes in the look and the feel of the program, the music of the program, the energy of the program, and it's just been a really good show, something I'm really proud of. So, all right, so let's get into some of the meat and potatoes, as they say here in the Midwest, of the program. If you're at an assisted living community and that assisted living community is not doing a good job, let me ask a really, really simple question. Why are you still there? I talk to people all the time. They're just complaining and really complaining about, you know, where they're at, and they don't do this and they don't do that and everything, but they're still there. I'm like, well, why don't you move? I don't know. And moving, that's painful. Okay. Let's just recognize that to have to uproot and move from one place to another is bad enough. But when you're living in a senior care community and you're depending on other people to help you with some of these, you know, activities of daily living and manage your medications and that sort of thing, it's even more difficult to do that. So I get it. Okay, so that's why I end up getting the call once someone has just had enough. But again, if you are in any senior care community and they are not cutting it, they're not doing a good job, ask yourself the question, why are you still there? And if you need help exploring your options, as always, call me at Senior Care Consulting, 913-945-2800. You can go online at seniorcareconsulting.com. We can help you explore your options and find a better fit. This past week, I spoke with a very nice lady, and she said her father was in an assisted living community, and it was taking them 30 minutes, upwards of 60 minutes, to answer the call light, and I about fell out of my chair. I'm like, you got to be kidding me. I said, wow, they're not doing their job. That's almost impossible, but she said, I've been there. And we've hit the call light, we've hit the little button on the pendant, and I've timed them. And sometimes they don't even come at all. I'm like, wow, that is 100% unacceptable. And because of this, he was walking himself to and from the bathroom. Because if you need to use the restroom, can you wait? Not even if are you willing. Can you wait 30 minutes, half an hour? And the answer is usually probably no. Can you wait a reasonable amount of time? 3 minutes, 5 minutes? Yeah. Yeah, I can do that. I can't wait 30 minutes, and I darn sure can't wait 60 minutes. So because of this unacceptable call light response time, he's walking himself to and from the restroom several times per day. He just got just tired of it. He's decided no one's going to come to help me, so I got to go. So I'm going to go to the bathroom. And he fell. And he's already a fall risk, but he fell. He injured himself. And you can see where all this is going. And guess what? The place looks nice. It's a very nice-looking place. I've talked to so many people, but Steve, I mean, it looks like a really nice place. Oh, I'm just really impressed. But let me tell you, the looks have nothing to do with it. It means absolutely nothing to do with the care. Nothing. Let me say that again. The looks of the place is absolutely not related to the care that is provided. And, Darren, I need to coin this phrase. I might even trademark it. Pretty doesn't provide care. People provide care. And that's it. I've said that for years and years and years. Now, obviously, we don't want to live in a place that's kind of dumpy or depressing or, you know, the cinder block walls, you know, all of the stereotypical stuff. We want a place that's, you know, decent looking place. Okay. But this is why Senior Care Consulting exists. Because we look way, way, way under the covers, way under the hood, so to speak. So the surface level, the place, it looks beautiful. It's well kept. It's clean, but there's a lot more to it. And that's where we come in to help you sort through all of your top options so you can make an informed decision and have full confidence in the choice that you make. Pretty doesn't provide care. People provide care. Just remember that. So now the same family is spending several thousand dollars more per month, and they hired a private caregiver to supplement the care. Well, they shouldn't have to do that. If this assisted living community, if they were doing their job, which they're not, that makes me really upset, but if they were doing their job, this family wouldn't be spending several thousand dollars a month more over and above the $6,500 they're already paying for. Okay, they wouldn't have to do that. So now they're paying way, way more than they should, all because this particular assisted living community is 100% not doing their job. And then here's kind of a catch-22. So you have caregivers in the facility, and they're supposed to be providing, you know, 24-hour care for a certain number of residents. Now, obviously, these folks are not even really doing the most basics of their job right now. They're not cutting it. But here's what happens. If you bring in a private caregiver, guess what they're going to think? Oh, well, their caregiver can help them out, and that'll save me some time, so I'm going to go over here and do this or do that. And so the care actually goes down. Here, and so that's a catch-22. And guess what? To make it worse, the private caregiver cannot lay a hand on the resident. All they can do is be their companion. They can actually they cannot provide care for the resident because they're not really licensed and insured to do that. It's a liability issue. If they help them to the bathroom and there's a fall and there's a fracture, they're not covered for that. So that's supposed to be done by the facility staff. So anyway, that's a huge catch-22. But the bottom line is, if you're not in a senior care community that is doing a good job, why are you still there? I'm going to carry on that thought coming up next.
You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. Have a question? Visit SeniorCareLive.com. Stick around. We'll have more with Steve coming up next.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at KCNR1460.com.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
To everyone, we are the discount supermarket for all airline tickets. Plus, we have all the airlines and always have the best prices. American, Delta, United, plus all the specialized international airlines and a lot more. And we make it easy. We guarantee you'll talk to a live human in 60 seconds. You can have the rate you need and have your trip booked in 5 minutes. Now, how cool is that? And remember, when you're talking to us, it's like talking to every single airline available with one fast phone call. All you need to do is call and find the best prices to fly wherever it is you want to go. So are you ready? Call Low Cost Airlines right now. 802-341-4525. 802-341-4525. 802-341-4525. That's 802-341-4525.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300. A reputation for excellence since 1965.
You remember when quality mattered more and people advertised low prices? When craftsmanship wasn't just a buzzword, but a way of life. At Cascade Curations, they never forgot. Their hand-selected collections honor that American tradition and the quality you grew up with. Quality clothing and low prices, just like they used to make them. Come see their showroom of men's and women's clothing across from Jack's Grill on California Street. And as always, they have free parking for their customers. Go by and see for yourself. Cascade Curations.
Today, the compassion part, that's a bit tricky, right? Because you're asking other people to reveal themselves to you a little bit. And I think you have to lead with your own vulnerability for other people to respond with some. And I think that starts with compassion, listening, caring, have a genuine interest in the other human being that you're engaging with.
Discover more CEO conversations and nominate a leader to join the show at executiveleadersradio.com. That's executiveleadersradio.com.
60 Seconds of Service.
This 60 Seconds of Service is presented by T-Mobile, recognizing the steadfast dedication and sacrifices made by service members and their families. T-Mobile is committed to supporting active duty veterans and military spouses. Visit T-Mobile.com/military to learn more.
Rescuing paws, healing hearts. Army medic turned animal rescuer Sarah Thompson runs a nonprofit in Texas that pairs shelter dogs with veterans in recovery. Her group, Second Chances for Vets, trains dogs to provide emotional support while giving homeless animals a forever home. The program has saved more than 300 dogs and helped just as many veterans reclaim their sense of purpose. Sarah says every dog we save saves a veteran too. That's mission accomplished for both dog and owner. Today's 60 Seconds of Service is brought to you by Prevagen. Prevagen is the number one pharmacist recommended memory support brand. You can find Prevagen in the vitamin aisle in stores everywhere. For more great veteran stories, just go to NationalDefenseNetwork.com.
Welcome back. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network, where today we're celebrating and recognizing the 12th anniversary of the program. How about that? And if you want a podcast of the program, as always, you can visit our website, seniorcarelive.com, or wherever you get your podcasts. And we're on all the major platforms out there. Just do a quick search on your favorite platform. We're probably on it. If we're not, let me know, and we'll see if we can get on there. So, all right. So I've talked to so many people who are in a place and they're complaining, but they don't move. And that's just something that I don't understand. At some point, I guess the question is, how bad does it have to get before you're willing to move? So, you know, everyone makes mistakes and you can work with a provider for a certain period of time, but if it's the same mistake over and over, they're not correcting it, that's a major, major issue. And so, like, I think I've shared this story before in the past, but I had a call from a lady and she said, oh, I need to have you help me look for another place, look at some options. And she told me a pretty bad story about the care for her mom. She was actually injured there, and it was bad. It was really bad. And she said, well, how far out would we have to go? Because, you know, this place is really convenient for me. And I'm like, oh, boy, here we go. So I said, well, I mean, I think there are some options within, you know, a reasonable distance. And we were talking about that and the geography and, you know, within this county, blah, blah, blah. All the stuff that we always do. And she goes, nah, I don't want to drive. I mean, this place is like 3 minutes from me and I don't want to drive 10 minutes away. That's just too, well, we're just going to have to deal with it. I'm like, wow, that blows my mind. I do not understand that thinking. So for your convenience, let's just keep your mom in this terrible place where they've already injured her and caused her harm. Yeah, that makes sense. So let me say that lady does not represent a senior care consulting client. I'll tell you that. And I feel terrible for her mom. And she's just leaving her in there for her convenience because it's really easy to drive down to see her mother be miserable and receiving terrible care. So it's senior care consulting clients. They want the best for their mom, their dad, their spouse, their elderly loved one. That's why they work with us. They care about them. They're not going to put up with that. They are willing to drive further away than 3 minutes. Their convenience is very much secondary. They want the best place, the right fit, the best care, the best place possible. That's what they want. So I'm going to challenge you in the listening audience, if your loved one is in a place and they're not cutting it, and you've tried your best to work with them over and over and over again, and they just continue to demonstrate that they're either not able to correct the issue or they're not willing to correct the issue. Either one, it's the same end result. The issue is still there. If it's not a good place, if it's not the right fit, if you're receiving terrible care, give us a call at Senior Care Consulting. Let's talk about it. We can help you objectively and in an unbiased approach explore all of your options, of your other top options. And then at that point, again, you can make the decision. Do we stay here? Do we ride it out? Do we try to work with them to fix this issue or these issues? Or we could just go ahead and just pull a cord. We're just going to move. And it's tough. It's difficult making that move. But something has to give. Reach out to Senior Care Consulting at 913-945-2800. 913-945-2800. Or visit online at seniorcareconsulting.com. So I have a lot of people say, well, you know, how does this work and how do we work with you and what's the first step, et cetera, et cetera. And I always explain kind of how it all started with, you know, Senior Care Consulting. And we're going to have that anniversary program coming up in August, and I'll probably share the story of how that all began. But our first step is, you know, we need to know about you, your loved one, their issues, their needs, their capabilities. And so we have a proprietary copywritten 6-page worksheet to help us conduct a geriatric care assessment. And we're going to ask a lot of questions and go through and check some boxes and circle some things and make some notes. And then that's going to help us determine really the big five plus a lot of other things as well. But we need to determine the level of care that you require, the type of care that you require. And then we're going to talk about how to pay for this. This is all horribly expensive, as you may already know, or as you may guess. Very, very expensive. I've covered many, many times on the program the average cost for all of these communities. Very expensive. So we talk about that. And we also address, you know, what happens if your loved one outlives their assets. We talk about that. We talk about all the options and all the things that you might qualify for. Everything, all of it. We have a thorough financial discussion. We also need to talk about location parameters. How far are you willing to drive for your loved one to receive the best care? And then we work within those location parameters. And then any special needs, any personal preferences, any personal needs that may be a little out of the ordinary. Okay, so all of those things. We also find out, you know, what they did in their career, if their faith, if they have a particular faith, if that's important to them. Are they a social person? Do they enjoy being outside? What are their hobbies and interests? All of those sort of things. So it's a very thorough, very comprehensive geriatric care assessment. We also talk about their medical conditions, any major medical diagnoses, et cetera, et cetera. All of the stuff. And that is what we call building a care profile. That is a detailed description of exactly what your loved one needs and exactly what we are now searching for, because we can't conduct our research unless we know what we're looking for, right? So that's the first step. And all it is, we don't need to talk to doctors and we don't need all this stuff. It's a conversation with you about your loved one. And many times your loved one may participate in that conversation. Many times they don't participate in it. Maybe they can't. Maybe they have dementia and they can't track along. So you're speaking for them on their behalf. Okay. But if you want them to participate in that, I always leave that up to you. And if they can, it's great. They're actively participating in this process, which is great. So once we know what we're looking for, then we research the entire marketplace, the whole thing. We take into consideration the entire marketplace, and we narrow it to our top options. Now, let me say that we know the market better than any buddy out there. And I'm sure a lot of people probably roll their eyes. Oh, Stevie, I know more. Yeah, blah, blah. Okay. Well, there's always someone out there with that kind of an attitude. But let me say, I'm telling you, we know the market better than anyone. So we're going to research the market. We're going to identify our top providers meeting our exact needs, and they check all the boxes. Okay. And then the next step is we're going to schedule tours. We're going to take a tour of each place. And we're going to meet with a representative there. We're going to tell them a little bit about us and our needs and kind of what we're looking for. They're going to tell us a little bit about them and their place and their philosophy and their approach and all of those sort of things. Okay? And then I'm going to ask, this is a really a key part of this. I'm going to ask a lot of questions on behalf of my clients. And these are questions that most of my clients, frankly, either wouldn't know to ask or may feel uncomfortable asking. All right. And none of them are out of bounds, and none of them are, any crazy or weird questions. Let me say that I am a former nursing home administrator, and I am a former assisted living executive director. So I just think I look at this a little bit differently than most folks. Okay, so we're going to ask some good questions, gather some important information. We're going to take a walk around the building. We're going to see everything that we need to see. See, and then we're in and out in about an hour each place. So we're usually done same day by about 1 p.m., maybe a little bit sooner than that. We're not rushing through anything. We're just being very efficient with our time. And then when we're finished, and by the way, I don't want to just glaze over that. That just saved you dozens and dozens and dozens of hours of time. The average family spends 50 to 100 hours during this search and selection process if they're trying to do their homework and they're trying to get it right. Our clients spend about 4 hours and boom, they're done. So it's a huge time saver. And then at the conclusion of this process, we produce a report that has a wealth of information on all of the top places meeting your exact needs. Now you can make an informed decision and move forward with confidence. That is what senior care consulting is all about. And coming up next, I'm going to explain our business model to you and the major advantages that it provides to our clients.
You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. To contact Steve or a guest on his show, visit SeniorCareLive.com. We'll have more coming up.
Hello, this is Steve Keeker, president of Senior Care Consulting. I'm so excited to announce that we are expanding nationwide by awarding Senior Care Consulting franchises. We help our clients find the right senior care community, including assisted living, memory care, long-term care, and continuing care retirement communities. We are not another run-of-the-mill free referral service. We're very different. We offer a placement service with integrity. Owning a senior care consulting franchise offers many benefits. Our market is not affected by the economy. Operate from your home office and enjoy work-life balance. Pour your passion into a business you can be proud of. For more information about owning a senior care consulting franchise, call 833-722-3726, 833-722-3726, or visit SeniorCareConsulting.com.
Does your business serve the elderly and their caregivers? In our area, there are hundreds of thousands of people either receiving or providing senior care, and they need to know about you. A unique and successful radio program called Senior Care Live is the perfect opportunity to let your target audience know about your amazing products and services. Senior Care Live is currently adding a limited number of partner sponsors, and if you're aligned with their mission, they want to talk to you. They're interested in partnering with hospital organizations, physician groups, home care providers, estate planning and elder law practices, financial advisors, insurance companies, real estate brokers, home health agencies, and other providers serving the elderly and their caregivers. Senior Care Live has a limited number of partner sponsor opportunities, so call now at 913-945-2800. 913-945-2800 or visit SeniorCareLive.com. SeniorCareLive.com.
Are young people really going into debt to impress?
The Watchdog on Wall Street podcast with Chris Markowski. Every day, Chris helps unpack the connection between politics and the economy and how it affects your wallet.
Apparently, the ticket to attention for young people is going into debt to impress others by things like clothes and shoes. 2 in 5 Gen Zers admit they're going into debt to impress. That'll get you into some trouble.
Whether it's happening in D.C. or down on Wall Street, it's affecting you financially. Be informed. Check out the Watchdog on Wall Street podcast with Chris Markowski on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This Independence Day, we honor and thank those who've served in our military. Many have made sacrifices to protect our country, including their health. Veterans are twice as likely than those who haven't served in the military to develop ALS, also known as Lou Gehrig's disease. ALS is a neurodegenerative disease that affects nerve cells in the brain and spinal cord, causing patients to lose the ability to walk, speak, and swallow on their own. Veteran Elizabeth Fassler lives with ALS and is helping to raise awareness about this incurable disease.
I was honored to serve my country, and now I serve in a different way, by sharing my story of living with ALS and spreading awareness among veterans. I think it's important for people with ALS to feel connected with others, and I hope my story inspires more veterans with ALS to become part of the Share Your Story community. To hear more stories from people living with ALS and to learn more about the opportunity to share your story, visit shareyouralsstory.com/radio.
This message is sponsored by Mitsubishi Tanabe Pharma America.
My neighbor invited me to a Wounded Warrior Project event. I didn't know what to expect, but I felt like everyone understood me. We got each other. So I got more involved. I joined support groups with other women warriors, and it helped me realize a new purpose in my life.
Through our hands-on programs, supportive community, and ongoing advocacy, we help post-9/11 veterans realize what's possible. Learn more at woundedwarriorproject.org/possible.
This year's U.S. national winner of the James Dyson Award is redefining what assistive technology can look and feel like. Soul One, developed by Harvard students Bradley Wagman and Victor Bokish, is a wearable device that uses AI and soft robotics to help people with foot drop, a condition affecting millions of Americans, walk naturally again. Here's Bradley and Victor with more.
With Soul One, we wanted to create something that feels as good to wear as it is effective. It's lightweight, sleek, fits in any shoe, and adapts in real time. It supports every step, helping people with foot drop walk confidently again.
We've taken inspiration from athletic gear because we believe assistive technology should be something you're proud to wear, not just something you must. That's why winning the James Dyson Award is so exciting. It's known globally for celebrating ideas that solve real problems in creative and practical ways. Now, as we head to the international competition with the global winners revealed November 5th, we hope Soul One inspires other inventors to enter their ideas into the James Dyson Award.
Welcome back. You're listening to a very special episode of Senior Care Live, where today we are recognizing and celebrating the 12th anniversary of the program right here on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. How about that? If you have a question, as always, just give us a call. You can visit seniorcarelive.com. Just submit it through there. Send us an email. Give us a call, whatever you would like to do, and we'll do our best to get your question answered. All right, so getting back to my firm, Senior Care Consulting, I want to talk to you about the business model. You know, I started Senior Care Consulting a really long time ago, and it never crossed my mind, this other business model that's taking root, that three service, that never crossed my mind, ever. My brain is just not wired that way. I am... a quite ethical person, a quite professional person, and I don't like all this built-in conflict of interest in that model. So, with Senior Care Consulting, we work directly for our clients, and this is what made sense to me. So, we would retain an attorney or a tax accountant or any other professional service provider that would help us through some sort of a process, right? They work directly for us. We pay them a reasonable fee for service, and that's how it goes. They are your advocate. They negotiate for you. They represent you, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. To me, that made perfect sense. We are true consultants. We help people in their greatest time of need. We are 100% objective and unbiased. There are no conflicts of interest in our business model, period. So we work directly for you. We represent you and your family. Sometimes, not all the time, but sometimes we can negotiate on your behalf and save you money. There have been so many clients, we save them way more money than our reasonable flat fee for service. They were really happy they contacted Senior Care Consulting. Let me tell you that. So that's our business model. A flat fee for service. We work really hard for our clients. This is a roll out the red carpet type of a service. This is a high level, very personalized service for you and your family. And every time we work with the family, we're reacting to their unique situation, and we customize and custom tailor our program and our service to their unique situation. So that is our approach, and that's our business model. Now, if that is resonating with you and you're like, you know what? I've been working in the world of senior care. That sounds really, really interesting. That sounds great. I love the pro-consumer, you know, consumer advocate type of an approach. I love the fact that we are helping people with one of the biggest decisions that they could ever make. I love the fact that we are helping people in really one of their greatest times of need. I love that. I would like to do that. I'd be really interested in delivering that service in my city. Okay? So if that is you, okay, the good news is my firm, Senior Care Consulting, we are in the process of expanding our model nationwide. So we are in the process. We're actually currently speaking with some folks who are interested in different parts of the country, open their own senior care consulting franchise. So we will train you. You will become an expert in senior care. We'll train you on our exact service and how to conduct the assessment, how to deliver the service, how to do the tours, the whole thing. We'll train you on how to do that. Now, you are starting your own business, and there are startup costs. So there are costs to starting up and opening and the ongoing expenses of owning and operating your own service. This is a business, okay? But I'll tell you what, it's very reasonable to get started up in this field with senior care consulting. And again, we will help you do that. I'm creating a founders club. And the Founders Club is this. For the first five in, we're going to give a nice reduction in the franchise fee, and we're going to give you a lot more territory for the money. So that, you know, that package is going to be worth a lot of money for our first five in, our Founders Club. Okay? So if you are interested in that, reach out and give us a call at 1-833-SCC-FRAN. That's 1-833-SCC-FRAN. You could also go on the website, seniorcareconsulting.com, and then just go to the franchise page, and you could learn more about it there. Talk about work-life balance. When you own your own business, by the way, and your child has an orchestra performance right after school at 4 p.m., guess what? You don't have to ask your boss if you can leave early to go see your child's orchestra performance. You schedule around that, and you go to your child's orchestra performance. That's how it works. Okay? You have total flexibility in your schedule. You are a business owner. You can have work-life balance. That's how this works. Okay? Again, if that resonates with you, 833-SCC-FRAN. Go to seniorcareconsulting.com, to the franchise page, and learn more about that. Submit a franchise form, give us a call, send us an email, whatever you'd like to do, reach out, and let's talk about that. All right, so we're going to end up the program today, again, talking about Senior Care Live. It's our 12th anniversary. I can't believe we started that way back in July of 2013. And, you know, I'm a little bit of an overly confident person, but my wife says now that might be interpreted as cocky, and I'm not. I'm very confident, and that there's a big difference there. I'm very confident, but she's like, now are you sure you want to do that? It sounds like a lot of work. Oh, honey, how hard could it be? You know, I hear all these guys on the radio, and they just get on there and they talk. Well, I know what I'm talking about, so. Little did I know, when I started the program, there's a lot of work that goes into this, and we make it sound really easy. But it's not. It's not. It takes a lot of work. It takes a lot of prep time. And frankly, you get better over time with practice, just like with anything else. But the first few times I was on the radio on my own with my own show, man, my heart was pumping. My mouth was dry. And I was like, They turned out pretty good, okay? But over time, you keep practicing and practicing, you kind of get used to it. As with anything, you get better and better and better. And I just want to thank everyone from the bottom of my heart for listening to the program, for telling your friends, your family, your neighbors about the program, for sharing the podcast. I have met so many people over all the years. Hey, we heard you on the radio. This is a really good show. Thanks for what you do. And I just want to say thank you so much for listening to the program and continuing to support Senior Care Live. It means so much to me. I'm honored, and I want to thank you very, very much. All right. I'm Steve Kuecker, and I wish you grace and peace. May God bless you and your family on this day and always. Join me next week right here on Senior Care Live.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from Town Hall. I'm Jason Walker. President Trump says the evil surrounding the assassination of Charlie Kirk was far-reaching.
Charlie's murder was not just an attack on one man or one movement. It was an attack on our entire nation. That was a horrible attack on the United States of America. It was an assault on our most sacred liberties and God-given rights. The gun was pointed at him, but the bullet was aimed at all of us. That bullet was aimed at every one of us.
Massive show of love and respect Sunday in Glendale, Arizona. Tens of thousands of people showed up to honor the memory of Charlie Kirk. Here's Secretary of State Marco Rubio.
I think he had a tremendous impact on young Americans in general. I think he had a very special and direct impact on young men in this country. That's one of the greatest developments I've seen. It's been very positive. I think we remember him for that.
President Trump moving efforts to pursue legal cases against his political enemies. Here's Greg Clugston.
Over the weekend, the president posted an online message to Attorney General Pam Bondi, directing her to move forward with investigations of New York Attorney General Letitia James, former FBI Director James Comey, and Democratic Senator Adam Schiff. He claimed all three were guilty and wrote that nothing is being done on those investigations. Noting that he had been impeached and criminally charged, the president said justice must be served now. Greg Clugston, Washington.
UK, Australia, and Canada have now formally recognized a Palestinian state, prompting an angry response from Israel. Coordinated initiative Sunday from the three Commonwealth nations and longtime allies of Israel, seen as a major setback. More countries could be joining that list, recognizing Palestinian at the UN General Assembly later this week. More on these stories, townhall.com.
You know, life moves fast. Staying sharp, focused, and clear-headed isn't always easy. That's why the same company that brings us Relief Factor has developed something brand new, Think Factor. Think Factor is made to help you think clearer and perform better daily. It's a powerful blend of nutrients that unlock mental clarity and precision, nurture your memory, and boost your attention. With Think Factor, brain power and performance finally meet for lasting daily results. Supercharge your memory and mental sharpness. Your brain is your most valuable asset, powering your creativity, focus, and daily performance. If you're feeling mentally foggy or not recalling things as quickly as you used to, Think Factor could be just what you need to reclaim your cognitive edge. I am so thrilled with the results I personally have received from Think Factor. I'm thinking clearer and better than ever. If you've ever thought, I wish I could be more clear, more focused, try Think Factor today. Call 800-4-RELIEF, 800-4-RELIEF, or visit relieffactor.com to learn more and order Think Factor. Think Factor. Think clearer, perform better daily.
Texas Republican Senator Ted Cruz says he's glad to see Jimmy Kimmel off the air, but he's not a fan of how it happened.
Many conservatives are cheering the FCC chairman's threat to punish ABC over late-night host Jimmy Kimmel's comments about the death of Charlie Kirk. But Senator Cruz is not among them. On his latest podcast, the Texas Republican called the FCC threat to ABC dangerous and he compared Chairman Brendan Carr to a mafia boss. He warned that there will come a time when a Democrat wins the White House, and they will silence us.
President Trump has mentioned that billionaires like Rupert Murdoch and Michael Dell could take part in a deal. The U.S. will take control of TikTok. He has also mentioned Oracle founder Larry Ellison's involvement, which was previously disclosed. The deal aims to keep TikTok operating in the United States. Breaking news and analysis, townhall.com. Well, a possible breakthrough in talks with China.
A bipartisan group of U.S. lawmakers pushed for more military-to-military dialogue in a meeting Sunday with China's Premier Li Qiang, a rare congressional visit since the U.S.-China relations soured. Li welcomed the delegates, calling it an ice-breaking trip that will further the ties between the two countries. The delegation was led by Representative Adam Smith.
We certainly have disagreements and will have disagreements, but open dialogue is absolutely crucial.
I'm Julie Walker.
Syrian President Ahmad al-Sharar in New York to attend the UN General Assembly this week. It marks the first visit by a Syrian president in nearly 60 years. He came to power after ousting Bashar Assad, ending a 14-year civil war. Since then, he has worked to restore ties with a number of Arab countries. More on these stories at townhall.com.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Redding.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Hi, I'm Ted Bambino, president of the Redding Rodeo. We are thrilled to be partners with the Redding Rancheria. They are an integral part to the success of the Redding Rodeo.
Hi, I'm Julie. This is Debbie. We're here at the Shasta Family YMCA.
Hi, and I'm Kristen, the CEO. And on behalf of our team, I'd like to thank the Redding Rancheria for the many years of support for our programs and our projects like the playground.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Ready to turn your dreams into reality? At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit simpsonu.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Hi, my name is Lori from Backrest. We've been working with the Rancheria since 2008. It's an honor to be partnering with Rancheria. They are one of our favorite groups to work with.
I'm Yasmin Pena with Shasta Heating and Air Conditioning. We've been working with the Redding Rancheria since 2022, and we are proud to be their go-to whenever they need work done.
Redding Rancheria. Proud to play our part.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
Hi friends, RC here with this month's Cigar of the Humidor, Black Diamond by J.C. Newman. This exquisite tasting cigar offers 5-year aged tobaccos not found in any other cigar in the world. Made in the Dominican Republic to the highest standards of the Fuente family farms, mature notes of cedar, spice, and dark chocolate prevail. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
Hey, this is Carl and Linda. When we want to get away and have a staycation, we go to our favorite place, and that is Holiday Harbor at Shasta Lake.
Check out the best rates on the lake for ski boats, houseboats, fishing boats, and all of your water toys.
Holiday Harbor's off-season rates are a great deal, plus September and October, the fishing's great.
Relax and enjoy your Shasta Lake experience by calling Holiday Harbor, and you can also find them at lakeshasta.com.
Holiday Harbor. Call 530-238-2383.
Get connected to what's happening in Shasta County. Tune in to KCNR
The Shasta Live Show, your weekly dose of local business, community buzz, and dining discoveries. Join the Shasta County Chamber of Commerce, Reading Buzz, and Eat Shasta every Monday night from 6.05 to 7 p.m. Can't catch it live? No problem. Listen to the archives anytime at KCNR1460.com. KCNR and the Shasta County Chamber of Commerce, your community connection.
Hi, I'm Steve Coburn, proud owner of Country Air Pet Resort here in Reading. I invite you to come and take a tour of my revitalized pet resort. Our goal here at Country Air is to make sure your pet can relax and have a healthy, happy time away from home. With friendly, caring people, lots of fresh air and exercise, good healthy food, and plenty of pampering. There are no small cages here. What we offer are large temperature-controlled runs and spacious exercise yards that are great for fun and socialization. We even offer daycare. Cats are treated to a two-room apartment plus playtime in our playroom. So stop by and take a tour of the best. You and your pet will want to come back to Country Air Pet Resort, where our motto is, we treat your pets as if they were our own. Country Air Pet Resort, 549-3335.
Exploited weak enforcement, flooding U.S. consumers with promotional content that is often misleading. For background, he states that the U.S. is one of only two countries worldwide that permits direct-to-consumer pharmaceutical advertising. The only other one is New Zealand, an outlier along with the U.S. But it's actually gotten much worse since it was first allowed. I believe that happened in the 1960s, but a 1997 regulatory change by the FDA made these advertisements more widespread by relaxing restrictions, unleashing what Dr. McCary calls a marketing free-for-all. The consequences of this regulatory failure, he says, have been significant. Within a decade of this regulatory change, pharmaceutical advertising spending increased by, get this, nearly 800%. Many creating misleading impression. The patient-doctor relationship has been distorted, creating increased demand for medications regardless of clinical appropriateness. A lot of doctors, they just fold when patients say, I really want this drug, and, well, I really don't think I need it. Yeah, but I saw it on TV. I think it would be great for me. It's like, finally, okay. The customer's always right. The doctor writes a prescription for an expensive and potentially useless and even potentially harmful drug. So McCary writes, the agency, that is the FDA, is now transitioning from reactive complaint-driven oversight to proactive monitoring of pharmaceutical advertising across all media platforms. And to give you an idea how lax the enforcement is, here are the statistics. The FDA's enforcement trajectory demonstrates a regulatory collapse over the past 25 years. In the late 1990s, the agency sent hundreds of enforcement letters annually to companies violating advertising regulations. By 2023, under the previous administration, this number had plummeted to just one letter. In 2024, the last year of the Biden administration, the FDA did not send a single enforcement letter. McCary writes, misleading impressions come straight from the ads themselves. Glossy scenes of patients laughing, singing, and dancing dominate the screen, while fine print races past with warnings about seizures, addiction, or even death. This is not fair balance, says McCary. It is a distraction by design. So he says, we are taking action to correct decades of regulatory failure. We've initiated enforcement action, delivering approximately 100 cease and desist letters targeting the most severe regulatory violations, as well as thousands of letters warning companies and establishing clear expectations for immediate compliance with existing regulations. So he also cites the staggering cost of regulatory failure. A 2023 study demonstrates that direct-to-consumer advertising drove approximately 31% of the increase in U.S. drug spending since 1997 when the FDA relaxed ad restrictions. Drugs with lower added clinical benefit, the most worthless drugs, receive significantly higher proportions of direct-to-consumer advertising spending. Companies are spending billions creating increased demand for medications while patients face a financial burden from unnecessary prescriptions. And often physicians prescribe medications requested by patients even when they as prescribers question their clinical appropriateness. So there's a loophole called the adequate provision loophole, which allows pharmaceutical companies to minimize risk disclosure in advertisements. So they can, at their own discretion, list the major risks, and then consumers are directed to some ill-defined website. And it turns out that in a review of 97 primetime television drug advertisements, only 33% named all contraindications, 53% listed all warnings or precautions, even though each ad technically met adequate provision requirements under these very, very sketchy major risk statements. Viewing safety information should not be a scavenger hunt. Companies who choose to advertise must present risks and benefits with equal prominence and clarity, so says McCary. So there's another problem with this. We now have another workaround for the pharmaceutical companies through influencers. There's a big loophole because influencers can say, I took this drug and it was really great. Examples include Chelsea Handler, Amy Schumer, and Oprah for GLP-1 drugs, Serena Williams for Zepbound and also for a migraine medication called Ubrelvy, Travis Kelce for the flu and COVID shot taken simultaneously, two Band-Aids. You saw that ad probably. Kim Kardashian for the migraine drug Nurtec. Also, Lady Gaga endorses Nurtec. Those endorsements from influencers don't have to have stringent warnings. Consumers, McCary says, are encountering medical claims in casual, immersive formats that lack clear promotional identification, making it difficult to distinguish between evidence-based information and promotional material. And again, in these social media posts, only 33% revealed potential harms. The other problem is online pharmacies now. Online pharmacies are advertising drugs with only upsides mentioned, contributing to America's culture of over-reliance on pharmaceuticals for health. The breach of FDA regulations was most overt earlier this year. Everybody watched the Super Bowl last year, right? When Hims and Hers ran a Super Bowl ad, you may recall it, highlighting the benefits of glucagon-like peptide 1 drugs that can be obtained online with virtually no medical screening. They basically say, you know, are you an adult? You know, are you, you know, so fill out a questionnaire and you get your GLP-1 drugs mailed to you without any mention of side effects or disclaimers. And that ad appeared under the guise of health freedom, like they're big health freedom advocates. But what they're advocates for is for a free firing zone for making claims about drugs without revealing their downsides. So McCary concludes by saying the FDA is not banning prescription drug advertisements because the First Amendment prohibits such actions, so can't do it. But the First Amendment, he says, does not protect deceptive and misleading advertisements that have flooded the media, strained the healthcare system, and driven unnecessary spending that could have been avoided with proper regulatory oversight. He says, we can restore public trust. The regulatory neglect of the past 25 years ends now. Americans deserve better than a system in which pharmaceutical companies exploit regulatory loopholes while patients are misled and healthcare costs escalate. We will no longer tolerate deceptive practices that distort the patient-doctor relationship. Bypassing doctors, because it's like, you know, just here's the drug. You know, we're advertising the drug directly to you, regardless of what your doctor might think. As well as waste billions of dollars in healthcare resources that could be better spent lowering drug prices for Americans. Signed, Marty McCary, MD, MPH, who is Commissioner of the Food and Drug Administration. So I applaud this effort. There's going to be a reckoning. No, we're not banning direct-to-consumer advertisements, but we're tightening regulations, and we're going to see some changes. 877-726-8255 is our number. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine.
If you're a big sports fan like me, sometimes the best part about watching a football game are the pre- and post-game shows. Well, it's the same for probiotics. The most important part of probiotics are the prebiotics and postbiotics that come along. Not all probiotics have this superior combination. That's why I only buy Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. You see, prebiotics feed the probiotic colonies in your intestines, and postbiotics are the organic nutrients produced by Dr. O'Hara's 3-year fermentation process that become the foundation for long-term colonization of the good bacteria in your body. This is so important. No other probiotic formula has this. As I get older, I want to protect my health the best I can and use only the best supplements that are available. So, score a touchdown for your health. Get Dr. O'Hara's probiotics today.
Touchdown!
Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Available at Sprouts, Natural Grocers, Whole Foods, and other natural health retailers nationwide.
Are you concerned about your blood pressure? Join the millions worldwide who have chosen Kyolic as a natural alternative to support their heart health. Why Kyolic? It works. Over 900 published scientific articles and research studies have shown that Kyolic aged garlic extract has a positive effect on cardiovascular risk factors such as high blood pressure, cholesterol, circulation, blood sugar balance, and more. Kyolic aged garlic extract, organically grown garlic aged for up to 20 months for maximum purity and potency. Gentle on the stomach, easy to swallow capsules with no offensive garlic odor or taste. Visit Kyolic.com. That's Kyolic.com. Learn about Kyolic Formula 109 for blood pressure, as well as Kyolic's other cardiovascular formulas. Kyolic is sold at Sprouts, Natural Grocers, Whole Foods, and natural health stores everywhere. Also online. Get Kyolic Blood Pressure Health Formula 109. It works.
Hi. I'm Steve Coburn, proud owner of Country Air Pet Resort here in Reading. I invite you to come and take a tour of my revitalized pet resort. Our goal here at Country Air is to make sure your pet can relax and have a healthy, happy time away from home. With friendly, caring people, lots of fresh air and exercise, good healthy food, and plenty of pampering. There are no small cages here. What we offer are large temperature-controlled runs and spacious exercise yards that are great for fun and socialization. We even offer daycare. Cats are treated to a two-room apartment plus playtime in our playroom. So stop by and take a tour of the best. You and your pet will want to come back to Country Air Pet Resort, where our motto is, we treat your pets as we're our own. Country Air Pet Resort, 549-3335.
This is Colonel Danny Gillum, the host of Frontlines of Freedom, the nation's largest military news and talk radio show. We address the most pressing issues facing the security of our nation, our armed forces, our veterans, and their families. Please join us every Saturday morning from 6 to 8 on 96.5 FM and 1460 AM KCNR, your talk radio show.
This fall, join us at Wind River Resort and Casino for our exciting $60,000 Wicked Winning Swipe to Win draw. Weekly drawings every Thursday from 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. through October 30th. Offering you the chance to win up to $250 in free slot play. And don't forget about our final drawing October 30th, where you could win up to $2,500 in cash prizes. For all details, visit windriver.com or call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN. Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wynn Carpenter and Terry Raposa and Janet Chandler. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archive link.
Come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
Subscribe to the Intelligent Medicine Podcast, updated several times weekly. Go to drhoffman.com.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. 877-726-8255 is our number. Way back when, in the 1990s, I wrote a book entitled Natural Therapies for Attention Deficit Disorder. And sold quite a few copies then. It's virtually out of print now. I guess you can hunt down some copies of that book on the Internet as kind of a legacy thing. And I recognized then, and this is way before the proliferation of prescriptions for medications like Ritalin and so on, were popularized. And now we have a whole raft of medications. A very high percentage of our kids are on these medications. Many college kids try to get on these medications because they think these medications are going to make them better students. They claim they have ADHD, but you know, virtually anyone taking speed might get some kind of performance benefit. So here's an interesting survey that just came out. U.S. doctors often prescribe ADHD meds to preschoolers without delay, major study shows. So the basic point here is that these drugs can be helpful. There are some people who benefit enormously from ADHD medication because they have severe focus and concentration problems. But instead of a last resort, these drugs have become a first resort. And we're pushing the boundaries of the diagnosis of ADHD. Are you a little bit distractible? You know, do you kind of move from one task to another and can't stay on point? And there are also a lot of behavioral and biological factors that go into ADHD. A lot of girls who suffer from ADHD have low iron levels. Low iron levels affect brain function. We should address diet and potentially supplementation. But there's also a lot of behavioral concomitants. So what they say here is that 42% of preschoolers with ADHD were prescribed medication, get this, within 30 days of diagnosis, despite guidelines recommending behavioral therapy first. Now, behavioral therapy takes time. So it's hard to say, well, we tried therapy for 30 days and it didn't work. So on day, we tried it for 4 weeks. And so on day 28, we're going to put this child on medication. 68% received medication before the age of 7. And what's worse, there are significant disparities between white and multiracial children as well as those with public insurance. They were more likely to receive early prescriptions. Okay, so it's actually kind of reverse discrimination. In a way, more affluent non-persons of color were more likely to get medication quickly. So, largest study of its kind, 712,000 children, and what they found is that while ADHD affects an estimated 10% of American children, diagnoses are becoming more common, and now, instead of behavioral therapy, parent training, which could help caregivers manage challenging behaviors, establish routines, create structured environments that can meaningfully reduce ADHD, which take time, instead we're quickly putting kids on medication, using the last resort as the first resort for dealing with attention deficit disorder instead of addressing true causes and underlying root problems that may cause attention issues among kids. It's a major problem. 877-726-8255, our number. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine.
Percent of homeowners say their garage is too cluttered to park a car inside, but getting organized is easier than you think. Here are some quick tips from Gladiator. Start by pulling everything out. Sort items into three piles: keep, donate, and toss. If you haven't used it in a year, let it go. And don't let rakes, shovels, and bikes hog your floor space. Hang them on walls with hooks or shelves. Our Gear Track Pack can help. Store seasonal gear like holiday decorations in overhead racks, out of sight but easy to grab when needed. The overhead gear loft is an excellent choice. After that, split your garage into zones: a grab-and-go spot for shoes and keys, a workbench area, and long-term storage. Keep everyday items near the door on our heavy-duty shelf and move rarely used things to the back. And just like that, you could reclaim your garage. For more tips and storage solutions, visit GladiatorGarageWorks.com.
You heard us talk about the powerful immune, supportive, and anti-aging benefits of Himalayan tartary buckwheat here on Intelligent Medicine. Himalayan tartary buckwheat is an ancient superfood that works to undo cellular stress and rejuvenate systems throughout the body. Now, Dr. Jeffrey Bland is out with a unique formulation of Himalayan tartary buckwheat called HTB Rejuvenate from Big Bold Health. HTB Rejuvenate harnesses the extraordinary benefits of Himalayan tartary buckwheat combined with other synergistic ingredients that together leave you feeling more balanced, with a stronger immune system ready to take on whatever comes your way. HTB Rejuvenate is designed to help fight oxidative stress and promote mental clarity. It's like a daily reset for your well-being. HTB Rejuvenate is available in capsules, powder, and great-tasting chocolate chews. To learn more and to order HTB Rejuvenate, just go to BigBoldHealth.com/Hoffman. Use coupon code Hoffman20 for 20% off site-wide. That's BigBoldHealth.com/Hoffman for HTB Rejuvenate.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at KCNR1460.com.
Alan Gordon, Coach Master Collision. She had minor damage to her rear bumper. I wrote her an estimate. Later, I received a call. The lady responsible for the damage wanted to pay for the repairs out of pocket. Her insurance agent told her a claim would raise her rates for years. With our experience in the claim process, I explained to her most insurance companies would forgive a claim if the cost was below a minimum amount. I suggested she contact her insurance agent and have them review her policy. She called back very excited. It appeared her policy did extend forgiveness. They would pay for the repairs and she wouldn't be charged with a claim or have to pay a deductible. The accident would not cost her a thing. She was very pleased. Good thing the vehicle owner came to the right place for repairs. We all pay a lot for insurance. Choosing Coachmaster will ensure you get the most for your money. Let this experience work for you. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Open Phone gives your business a smarter way to stay connected. Open Phone lets you manage calls, texts, voicemail, and contacts all in one place, so that you and your team can deliver a seamless customer experience from ring to... Need to take calls on the go? Open Phone automatically transcribes, summarizes, and highlights next steps from every call, so you never miss a detail. Need insight into what closes a sale? With Open Phone's AI call tags, you can instantly spot key topics like objections or pricing questions, and use those insights to coach your team and level up every customer interaction. And yes, you can bring your existing number with you for free. Keep your team in sync and your customers happy with Open Phone. Open Phone. No missed calls, no missed customers. Try Open Phone for free at openphone.com/try and get 20% off your first 6 months. That's openphone.com/try. openphone.com/try.
Join top CEOs and business leaders as they sit down with fellow CEOs on Executive Leaders Radio to share their insights, personal journey, and the real stories behind today's most impactful business leaders. So, Ron, you mentioned in the green room that you were always balancing relationships, being the middle of five and the organizer of the neighborhood. How does that play into what you're doing today?
I think so much of, first off, I would describe myself as a collaborative leader. I love getting everybody in the room. Like, there's so much more knowledge out there, and you want to make sure you hear all voices. And I just think that's really important to me, that, you know, you work with people to get things accomplished. The more I can encourage others to take on ownership and accountability, the more we can do as a collective team. And I think just that interaction, you know, whether it was with the family or with the friends, you know, that's still who I am today.
Discover more CEO conversations and nominate a leader to join the show at executiveleadersradio.com. That's executiveleadersradio.com.
Mm-hmm.
Subscribe to the Intelligent Medicine Podcast, updated several times weekly. Go to drhoffman.com.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Robert Hoffman here. As I said earlier, 877-726-8255 gets you into the doctor's office. This is an interactive program. You can actually call with questions. We'll answer them. So let's hear one of those.
Hi, Dr. Hoffman. I have an answer or a question for you. I had a colonoscopy recently, and I am a 73-year-old woman, 120 pounds, 5 feet 5. I ate a really good diet, healthful. He found that my colon is twisted and it is long, and I'm wondering what I should do. My bowel movements aren't that good. They're not solid. Sometimes it's hard to go at all, and sometimes they're kind of soft and separate, not a lot. And I'm wondering who I should see, if I should see somebody on this. The surgeon didn't say, the one that did the colonoscopy, he didn't say any, I don't have to do another colonoscopy since it's my last one, but he didn't say to seek out a surgeon or anything too. But it's hard to eat, you know, you got to eat kind of everything mushed up, and, you know, you got to be careful how you eat. And I want to know if I should have any, if I should see somebody on this. Thank you.
Okay, so first of all, you know, some couple words on terminology. All right, so you said you had a colonoscopy. That's actually not a word. It's kind of a composite of a couple of words. You had most likely a colonoscopy, which is the scope that goes up there to look at your colon, you know, to make sure that you don't have colon cancer or diverticulitis or, you know, various things that can be found. A colostomy is when they cut out a piece of your colon, which evidently they have not done. And then they say you have a twisted colon. And again, we're going to play a little bit of a word game here because there's a term for this. It is a tortuous colon. And by virtue of just one letter, it sounds like a torturous colon, you know, which could torture you. But tortuous is simply a fancy word, which means a colon that is twisted and long and sometimes also referred to as a redundant colon, an abnormally long colon that has many twists and loops to accommodate its position within the body. And many people have that just anatomically. It can be the result of chronic constipation because it stretches the colon, or it could just be something that you inherit. And more common in women than in men for some reason. It is not always something that causes symptoms or needs to be addressed. But symptoms may include pain, constipation, bloating, other digestive issues. And rarely it can twist and turn on itself and cause a bowel obstruction. That's called volvulus, which can be dangerous. But the way to treat it is with diet. And fiber can be a two-edged sword for this, because if you have a poor intestinal transit and you're not moving your bowels and you eat a lot of fiber, you just get all bloated and filled up. But if you have no fiber, you're going to be have a tendency to be constipated. So the suggestion is that you use soluble fiber and not, you know, apple peels and coarse whole grains. That might be problematic. So the suggestion is that you work with a nutritionist, because a nutritionist can work with you to tailor a diet that can help reduce your symptoms. This does not necessarily necessitate an operation to fix it. Just because the doctor said you have a twisted colon, you know, he went in there and he went, you know, through all the twists and turns, you know, had to take a lot of, you know, detours around some of the bends. And that's just an observation. It isn't necessarily a serious or dangerous medical condition. So it's called a tortuous, minus the second R, tortuous colon, otherwise referred to as redundant colon. Many people have it, and that can account for symptoms. It's just an anatomic thing. Great question. Thanks for that. 877-726-8255. When we return, we're going to take a look at a very interesting breakthrough in skincare technology with a special guest who's an expert on the mitochondria. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine.
I'm a big proponent of CBD to tonify the endocannabinoid system, which regulates many of our most critical bodily functions, such as learning and memory, emotional processing, sleep, temperature and pain control, and inflammatory and immune responses. CBD is a real breakthrough in herbal products. The CBD brand that I take is Plus CBD from CV Sciences, which has now introduced Ignite Male Performance Soft Gels to their wellness line. Ignite combines the calming power of CBD with a potent blend of traditional botanicals to support testosterone levels rather than introducing synthetic hormones or stimulants. Ignite takes a natural approach to support the body's own testosterone production and hormonal balance. It's a daily formula designed to optimize performance and help men feel more like themselves again. To learn more and to order, visit pluscbdoil.com/Hoffman and use coupon code Hoffman30 for 30% off. That's pluscbdoil.com/Hoffman for the new Ignite Men's Performance Formula. Unlock the secret of the muscadine grape, nature's antioxidant powerhouse. It's the only grape with an extra pair of chromosomes that supercharges its health benefits. It's packed with more antioxidants than blueberries, cranberries, acai, or pomegranates, and its unique genetic edge provides a rich concentration of protective phytonutrients like ellagic acid, resveratrol, quercetin, anthocyanidins, and more. Backed by 15 years of scientific research, you can harness the power of the muscadine grape with the Mighty Muscadine Supplement, supporting heart health, promoting a strong immune system, enhancing brain function, improving joint and sexual health, and aiding in a healthy inflammatory response. The Mighty Muscadine Supplement helps you age better with a science-backed, easy-to-take capsule. I've added it to my daily regimen and feel the difference that nature and an extra pair of chromosomes can make. Visit MightyMuscadine.com and use coupon code Hoffman for 15% off site-wide. That's MightyMuscadine.com, America's first grape with powerful benefits for your health.
Fall fun is brewing in Reading. Join us for Oktoberfest at Turtle Bay's Paul Bunyan's Forest Camp, happening Saturday, October 11th from 5 to 8 p.m. Enjoy craft beer or root beer, tasty food, live music, live animal encounters, artisan booths, and more at this all-ages, family-friendly event. Children 3 and under get in for free. All proceeds benefit Turtle Bay. Oktoberfest is presented by Liquor Barn and Sasquatch Car Wash, Saturday, October 11th. Tickets are on sale now at turtlebay.org.
The Ramsey Show.
You actually can help people, and you don't help them by giving them a government program. You help them by showing them the way out. People love me enough to put their arm around me and show me a different way. I didn't figure it all out in my own head. So there's a power to hope, but that's not some kind of false panacea positive thinking way. It works. You can't positive think your way into everything, but you can't negative think your way into anything.
Listen weekdays at noon on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio station.
Join me, Mark Levin, weekday afternoons from 3 to 6 on 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, KCNR, your talk radio.
Donald Trump is doing something that's never been done in American history. Now, what Trump is trying to do all at once, he wants to, what I call, reindustrialize America.
Mark Levin is on the radio.
KCNR, your talk radio.
Invited me to a Wounded Warrior Project event. I didn't know what to expect, but I felt like everyone understood me. We got each other. So I got more involved. I joined support groups with other women warriors, and it helped me realize a new purpose in my life.
Through our hands-on programs, supportive community, and ongoing advocacy, we help post-9/11 veterans realize what's possible. Learn more at woundedwarriorproject.org/possible.
This year's U.S. national winner of the James Dyson Award is redefining what assistive technology can look and feel like. Soul One, developed by Harvard students Bradley Wagman and Victor Bokish, is a wearable device that uses AI and soft robotics to help people with foot drop, a condition affecting millions of Americans, walk naturally again. Here's Bradley and Victor with more.
With Soul One, we wanted to create something that feels as good to wear as it is effective. It's lightweight, sleek, fits in any shoe, and adapts in real time. It supports every step, helping people with foot drop walk confidently again.
We've taken inspiration from athletic gear because we believe assistive technology should be something you're proud to wear, not just something you must. That's why winning the James Dyson Award is so exciting. It's known globally for celebrating ideas that solve real problems in creative and practical ways. Now, as we head to the international competition with the global winners revealed November 5th, we hope Soul One inspires other inventors to enter their ideas into the James Dyson Award.
drhoffman.com, your portal for cutting-edge information on health and nutrition.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. For a long time, I've been talking about the benefits of a supplement called MitoPure by Timeline for the mitochondria. The mitochondria control virtually everything within the body. They're not merely energy factors, although they do that. But today we're going to talk about an exciting new application of the unique ingredient within MitoPure, which is urolithin A, for, get this, skincare. Today's guest is Dr. Julie Fedge. She's Senior Manager of Applied Research and Regulatory Affairs for Timeline, the makers of MitoPure, and an innovative line of skincare products. Julie Fedge is a mitochondrial biologist whose research uncovers how the shape and structure of mitochondria are tightly linked to their function, physiology, metabolism, aging, and disease. Building on more than 11 years of work spanning muscle, brain, and recently skin, she's contributed to advancing the field alongside world leaders, and today she brings this expertise to Timeline, based in Switzerland, where she is Senior Manager of Applied Research and Regulatory Affairs, where she leads efforts to translate mitochondrial science into innovation for health and longevity. Wow, Dr. Fedge, that's a mouthful. You certainly have quite a portfolio of expertise. Welcome to Intelligent Medicine. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you for having me. It's a real pleasure.
So first of all, we truly understand why taking urolithin A in the form of a supplement called MitoPure might, when we ingest it, it goes to the mitochondria. It may help energy production, and that affects virtually all of our body. But how is it that we can translate that to topical formulas that work from the outside in on the skin?
Yeah, that's a really good question. And first of all, I mean, skin is the largest organ of our body, and it contains mitochondria. You have mitochondria everywhere except in blood cells. And so skin is one of the main organs with mitochondria in it. So that's where we wanted also to tackle those mitochondria that are in, and having this fabulous like ingredient going deep in, like in the skin, that was kind of logical for us to go topical.
Is it fair to say that as we age, one of the factors that creates skin aging, wrinkling, discoloration, dryness, all the, possibility of skin cancer developing, is mitochondrial dysfunction?
Yeah, definitely, because as you said, mitochondria are energy, like responsible for 90% of our energy of our body, but it's not just it. Mitochondria, I like to call it like the CEO of our cells. It's doing so many different things. And so by giving less energy and with aging declining, we have for sure less energy in our skin. So every part of our skin, when you have energy demands, that where you don't have enough energy, would not function normally. So as a cascade and consequences, it will target collagen, it will target for sure elasticity, firmness, and so many things that mitochondria have a role on it.
Indeed. How did you undertake the research on this? Was it based on research that showed, for example, that what impressed me years ago, there was a study about walking distance improving in aged subjects when they took urolithin A. How did the idea originate to try skin application? And is there science to support benefits, not just in animals, but in humans?
Yeah, I think it was essentially, you know, we have a lot of PhD on the R&D team, and it was essentially curiosity. Because, you know, when we see so many benefits of our compounds today for muscles, immune, et cetera, we said we need to target the largest organ of our body, because aging, you need to age gracefully, and you need to lie to age, definitely. And so that's where we wanted to target and try. Basically, it was a simple idea to try that, because we target other organs, but we want to be also outside. But, you know, a lot of brands today focusing on the outside, wrinkles, so many things. But we want to show that this ingredient have deeper action on the inside. So that's where exactly it comes from. And then we worked on cells definitely like skin cells and so many different cells like maturation, fibroblasts, and keratinocytes, depending on the layers of the skin.
So some of it was test tube experimentation, and then that's what's called preclinical, and then it went to actual subjects to see if their wrinkled skin improvement under microscope improved.
Exactly, yeah, definitely doing the cells work and preclinical work, then passing through safety before going to human. That's really something that we were completely transparent and we published everything that we have. And so trying the safety and putting all the experience that we need, what we call HRPT, so it's a sensitization test on human. You apply the skin
safety.
On different concentration.
Mm-hmm. So in your formulas, you combine urolithin A, the mitopure ingredient, with a couple of other ingredients, niacinamide and triolose. Why those? Do those synergize with the mitopure in some way?
Yeah, and also because I think it was also interesting to go out there and see what is the ingredient that working well today. And niacinamide really tackle a lot of things regarding energy, but also for other like field, like also inflammation of the skin, topical skin, and so it's really important for us to build them together and to tackle all the sign of aging with them. And so those three reaction really well together, definitely.
You know, I have to say that the women in my family, you know, I'm a little bit, you know, kind of, I don't know, as a guy, maybe it's a guy thing. Guys don't take great care of their skin. But the women in my family really love your formulas, and they are real skin aficionados. They've tried virtually everything under the sun. And I said, hey, you know, I got a sample of this, try it. And they really like it. They say it really works. And then I decided to try it on my own skin, and I have a little bit of discoloration. It seems to be on a side where everybody has a favorite side that they face the sun with. And on that side, I'm starting to see some light and a little discoloration on my cheek and, you know, a little raised area. And I thought, oh, my goodness, I'm going to have to go to a dermatologist. And I've been religiously applying what's called your night cream. Yeah, it's le crème de nuit in French, right? Cellular energy, the night cream. Yeah. And that's as much as I can be, you know, bothered to do. Nightly, I'll apply it. And I've actually, in a few weeks, I saw tangible benefits. So there really is something to it.
Yeah, that's really interesting because a lot of customers saw that, but we never really had this endpoint in a clinical study, and definitely it will be on the next one, definitely. And we changed also with the rebrand. We changed the name, you know, we had before night, day, but we changed the name with Bayer Cream, which is the most rich cream, and the Dewy, which is lighter. Because we want the people to apply the different type of cream that they want depending on the season and what they need. And it's lovely. Basically, those creams, I love the old night cream, which is the Bio Cream, is really lovely, definitely.
And is there an under-eye cream? Because that's a real problem area for some people. You used to have one, or did the rebrand include that?
Yeah, exactly. We had the eye cream, and we had a beautiful, I can tell, like a beautiful clinical trial where we are doing 8 weeks. And what is important for me is to say that we tested male and female all the time. So
I love those after pictures, you know, that really can tell the difference.
Yeah. And we had a beautiful results in terms of hydration, revitalization, brightness, dark circles, and it was lifting. But the hydration was really improving, like even after 2 weeks after the start of the trial. It was literally incredible to see those results.
So you've done the research. I mean, this is really a legitimate company based in Switzerland that's really a science-oriented company. 500 studies, 11 human clinical trials, 56 patents, and we're offering this now to our Intelligent Medicine listeners. You can get 20% off any Timeline skincare or supplement purchase. And by the way, let's not forget about the MitoPure supplements, which I take religiously. I'm a big believer in taking them internally. So that gives us kind of a double-barreled approach, an inside-outside approach for skincare. Take it internally. Don't forget to take it internally, but also apply it externally. Just visit timeline.com/HoffmanSkin. We set up a special website for you to obtain the 20% off Timeline skincare products. Timeline.com/HoffmanSkin. So, all right, so now, where is this headed? Are you continuing to do research on this subject?
Oh, yeah, definitely, because we have new products coming in, and we have the cleanser exfoliator. We just had finished our clinical trial. We have huge results, and that's why every time that we have new product, we have clinical trial. We want to try also the regimen together. You know, it's important for us to be outside. As you said, for the nutrition, we have so many clinical trials, and now also for the skin. And we want to be totally transparent to them, you know, not lying, showing everything that people will apply on their skin. It's kind of necessary today because there's so many brands, there's so many message claims. And so for us, it's the transparency. And it started also with our rebrand with all the new packaging. It's yellow because the cream is yellow. We won't stop, definitely. The science won't stop with us, and we will continue again and again during clinical trials, that's for sure.
You know, a lot of people are concerned about the toxic ingredients that are the manufacturers of some of these products claim that these ingredients are necessary. They're vehicles, they're preservatives. How do you get around that? Because, you do have to make sure that the product is sterile and remains so.
For sure. I mean, one of my role, which I like, is in the science. I'm involved in the science, doing a lot of studies, but also I'm working on the regulatory. So it gave me an idea of what we're putting out there, the process of fabrication, the process of different ingredients we have in there. And having the high standard quality, it's really the key for us. And that's what we're putting in place. We have audit of a lot of our manufacturer. We keep track. We have our IP looking every time at the ingredient. We have really a process in place that is really important. And that's why we do study all the times, and we make sure everything is always clear and transparent to the people here.
So what would be the ideal skincare regimen? I mean, given that, you know, you have unlimited resources, you work for the company, so you have access to the products. I mean, you use the cleanser, the exfoliator. There's what does that entail?
So basically, you know, you wash your body, so why not washing also your skin with normal and appropriate ingredient? And so this is really important for men and women. So cleaning and cleansing, like with our cleanser, showing beautiful results, and then exfoliate also to help the skin to renew herself, and with the ingredient inside boosting also this exfoliation, and then applying your serum, and then
serum, okay, which is the secret sauce that has the most concentrated urolithin A. Okay.
Yeah, I mean all of these products have 1% of mitochondria inside urolithin A.
Okay.
And the serum is the one that penetrates the most, for sure, for all brand out there. It's the key product to have in your regimen. And then you apply, I mean, the Bayer cream or the night cream, but I love that. I love this one. I think it's the key regimen to have. But after that, people can choose. But I think cleaning your face and exfoliating is important.
Okay. Well, you know, I think I'm going to stick to my nighttime routine. You know, being a guy, I got to tell you, you know, it's like shaving is all that I can kind of cope with. You know, maybe I can apply something as a gentle aftershave. But for people who are really skincare aficionados, there's a full line of products. You can find them via this website, which is Hoffman Skin. Go to timeline.com/Hoffman Skin, and Timeline is giving you 20% off their skincare line. So tell them you heard it about it here on Intelligent Medicine and see the difference for yourself. Thank you, Dr. Fedge, for joining us.
And thank you very much.
Congratulations on wonderful efforts for beauty and aesthetics.
We wouldn't go a day without washing our hands, brushing our teeth, and washing our nose. Whoa, wait, we wash our nose? Yes, the number one place where bacteria, viruses, and pollen enter your body is through the nose. So the average person breathes over 23,000 times a day. That's 23,000 opportunities for bacteria, viruses, and irritants to get into your nose and make you sick. For an extra layer of protection, wash your nose with Clear. That is Clear, X-L-E-A-R. Clear's drug-free nasal spray features xylitol, an ingredient proven to block adhesion of many nasty bacteria and viruses, and effectively clean, not just rinse like a saline, but wash your nose. Clear nasal spray quickly alleviates congestion, opens your airway, and ensures your body's natural defenses are strong. Read the research studies for yourself at clear.com. That's X-L-E-A-R.com. Protect yourself from the pathogens and junk you breathe. Pick up a bottle for you and your family today.
36% of homeowners say their garage is too cluttered to park a car inside, but getting organized is easier than you think. Here are some quick tips from Gladiator. Start by pulling everything out. Sort items into three piles: keep, donate, and toss. If you haven't used it in a year, let it go. And don't let rakes, shovels, and bikes hog your floor space. Hang them on walls with hooks or shelves. Our gear track pack can help. Store seasonal gear like holiday decorations in overhead racks, out of sight but easy to grab when needed. The overhead gear loft is an excellent choice. After that, split your garage into zones: a grab-and-go spot for shoes and keys, a workbench area, and long-term storage. Keep everyday items near the door on our heavy-duty shelf and move rarely used things to the back. And just like that, you could reclaim your garage. For more tips and storage solutions, visit
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from Town Hall. I'm Jason Walker. People from all walks of life paying tribute Sunday to Charlie Kirk at a memorial service in Glendale, Arizona, praising him as a singular force whose work they must now advance. Vice President J.D. Vance says even in death, Charlie brought glory to God.
The evil murderer who took Charlie from us expected us to have a funeral today, and instead, my friends, we have had a revival in celebration of Charlie Kirk and of his Lord Jesus Christ.
Pastor Rob McCoy, the co-founder of Turning Point USA, says Charlie Kirk had a deep and abiding faith.
From the thin veil of heaven, Charlie declares to all earthly powers and principalities who will gather here, they have come into the presence of the God of all creation. Charlie wanted his Savior to be the guest of honor. Charlie was never afraid because he knew his life was secure in the hand of God.
President Trump has mentioned that billionaires like Rupert Murdoch and perhaps Michael Dell could be part of a deal in which the United States will take control of TikTok. Mr. Trump discussed the deal on Fox News, highlighting the potential involvement of Murdoch. He also mentioned Oracle founder Larry Ellison's involvement, which was previously disclosed. The deal aims to keep TikTok operating in the United States amid concerns about data security and manipulation by Chinese authorities. UK, Australia, and Canada have recognized a Palestinian state, prompting an angry response from Israel. That initiative from those three Commonwealth nations and longtime allies of Israel considered a major setback. More on these stories, townhall.com.
You know, life moves fast. Staying sharp, focused, and clear-headed isn't always easy. That's why the same company that brings us Relief Factor has developed something brand new, Think Factor. Think Factor is made to help you think clearer and perform better daily. It's a powerful blend of nutrients that unlock mental clarity and precision, nurture your memory, and boost your attention. With Think Factor, brain power and performance finally meet for lasting daily results. Supercharge your memory and mental sharpness. Your brain is your most valuable asset, powering your creativity, focus, and daily performance. If you're feeling mentally foggy or not recalling things as quickly as you used to, Think Factor could be just what you need to reclaim your cognitive edge. I am so thrilled with the results I personally have received from Think Factor. I'm thinking clearer and better than ever. If you've ever thought, I wish I could be more clear, more focused, try Think Factor today. Call 800-4-RELIEF, 800-4-RELIEF, or visit relieffactor.com to learn more and order Think Factor. Think Factor. Think clearer, perform better daily.
Missouri Republican Senator Eric Schmidt is out with a new book detailing the extent to which the Biden White House sought to curtail free speech. He uncovered much of that information in a lawsuit against the Biden White House while serving as Missouri Attorney General.
When we got the reams of emails and text messages from high-ranking government officials directly in a secret portal to some of the biggest media companies in the history of the world to silence conservatives, it was shocking.
Senator Schmidt makes his case in the book Last Line of Defense, How to Beat the Left in Court. It includes revelations that turned up when Missouri sued the Biden team over its threat against social media platforms.
They were very explicit, threatening investigations, getting rid of Section 230 protections. They meant business, and it wasn't my words, but a federal district court judge said this was the biggest affront to the First Amendment in American history.
He was interviewed on the Salem Radio Network. Breaking news and analysis, townhall.com. A man is arrested and charged in a deadly New England country club shooting over the weekend. Julie Walker has more.
A gunman opens fire during a wedding at a country club in Nashua, New Hampshire, Saturday, killing one person and wounding two others. Authorities say 23-year-old Hunter Nadeau is under arrest. The wedding DJ says someone hit him over the head with a chair, slowing him down. Wedding guest Tom Bartleson says it was chaos.
We heard about six shots and everybody ducked for cover, and next thing we know, we're rushed into a safe spot.
Officials say the shooting victim was 59-year-old Robert DeCesar, and there is no known connection with the shooter. Bartleson says the gunman did say something.
He said the children are, safe and free Palestine.
Investigators say it's too soon to determine a motive. I'm Julie Walker.
More on these stories at townhall.com.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
The Reading Roots Revival Music Festival takes over downtown Reading September 26th, 27th, and 28th. Three full days of live music on four stages, over 19 bands, national touring acts, regional favorites, and amazing local talents. Kick things off Friday with Gates at 4, First Band at 5, Music till 10, Digging Dirt, The Stone Foxes, Goodnight Texas, Sitting on Saturn, Danger Kitty, Jenny Don't, and The Spurs, and many more. Tickets on sale now at ReadingRootsRevival.org. Your music, your town, your festival. The Reading Roots Revival, September 26th through 28th.
However you get your podcast.
And now, When Radio Was. Brought to you by RadioSpirits.com.
I'm Greg Bell, and I sure hope you like Bob Bailey, because we'll have him in his two best-known radio roles. First, he plays Detective George Valentine in a long-running Mutual series. And then for CBS, he stars as insurance investigator Johnny Dollar. Before we resume the spring 1956 Tears of Night matter, here's Bailey as Valentine, supported by Virginia Gregg as Brooksy, Chester Stratton as Moore, Gigi Pearson as Rosa, Tony Barrett as Miguel, and Ted DeCorsia as Santos, in this Mutual broadcast from October 20th, 1952.
Personal notice, danger's my stock and trade. If the job's too tough for you to handle, you've got a job for me, George Valentine. Write full details.
Standard Oil Company of California invites you to Let George Do It. Cae Raposo, a transcribed adventure of George Valentine.
Dear Mr. Valentine, for a man who advertises that danger is his stock in trade, the assignment I have in mind may possibly turn out to be a bit tame. On the other hand, you may suddenly find yourself full of lead. I estimate you can handle the job in about 48 hours, if all goes well. In that time, you'll travel over 6,000
miles and complete a business transaction that, unfortunately, I can't handle myself. I'll expect you at my office tomorrow afternoon. George?
What, Brooksy?
We're going on a trip to someplace more than 3,000 miles away.
What do you mean, we? Besides, I'm not particularly interested in going to New York.
Darling, it couldn't be New York. It's more than 3,000 miles away, and the man says it might be dangerous.
You didn't finish the letter. Who signed it?
Oh, Thomas Jefferson Moore, President, Western Tobacco Company.
Thomas Jefferson Moore?
Yes, do you know him, George?
Only by reputation. Big cigar manufacturer. Millionaire sportsman.
Oh, Well, then I guess you'd better be a sport and take the job.
Now, why would Thomas Jefferson Moore want me to complete a business transaction for him?
I don't know, darling. But it does sound a little bit exciting, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does. Well, I guess I'd better go see the big shot and find out what kind of a deal it is.
Uh-uh.
What do you mean, uh-uh?
I mean, we'll go see Mr. Moore. And if you don't fix it so I can make the trip too, George Valentine,
I'm... All right, Angel, all right. We'll go see Mr. Moore.
This whole thing's very simple, Valentine. I'll brief you, then you make your plans.
So, what am I supposed to do?
There's a man in Havana. Santos Orlego, big plantation operator. Has a large amount of very excellent tobacco I wish to buy. You'll go there and close the deal.
But, Mr. Moore, why can't you buy it by mail or a radiogram or telephone?
Simply because it's being sold at auction, Miss Brooks.
Well, that makes sense. But why can't you go to Havana and bid on it yourself if it's that important?
Because I prefer to keep my health.
I'm afraid I don't follow you.
I didn't think you would. In this city, there's a certain gentleman, I use the word extremely loosely, a gentleman by the name of Ran Hubbard.
Oh, he's a racketeer or something, isn't he?
I believe that's one description. Except that, for the purposes of the moment, he's calling himself a tobacco broker. He figures to buy the same lot.
But he can't stop you from bidding against him.
Not directly, no. However, I have it on good authority, no less than one of Hubbard's henchmen, that if I go to Havana on this deal, I stand the chance of having my life abruptly ended. I don't relish that thought.
Mm-hmm, I see what you mean. If anybody's going to be bumped off, you'd rather it be me.
I can see you're a young man with rare insight, Mr. Valentine. Now, you'll travel United Delta National to Miami. Your plane leaves at 10:55 this evening.
You mean our plane, don't you, Mr. Moore?
What? Yes, I rather anticipated that remark, Miss Brooks. All right. Transportation for both of you. Expenses, of course, and double your daily fee, Valentine. You'd better cable for reservations at the National. Best hotel in Havana.
You seem to take it for granted, Mr. Moore, that I'm willing to have people take pot shots at me.
Why, who'd take pot shots at you? Hubbard's men would know you represent me. Unless, of course, they should happen to jump at conclusions.
Yeah, it's all very cozy.
I hope so. Also, they won't know that you have in your pocket my signed check with the amount left blank.
No, of course they won't know it. What did you say? That's taking a pretty long chance, isn't it, Mr. Moore? I could fill in that check for anything I liked. I could ruin you.
I could also stop payment on the check, couldn't I?
Yeah, I guess you could.
And Mr. Valentine will take the job, Mr. Moore. The plane leaves at 10:55, you say?
That's right. Oh, and Valentine, don't bid over $85,000 on the tobacco. That's as high as I go.
Suppose Hubbard's man goes higher.
He won't. If he did, he'd lose money on the deal. Hubbard wouldn't like that any more than I would.
I see. Well, I still...
I'll wire me as soon as the deal's closed, Valentine, or have Miss Brooks do it for you. Oh, here's the blank check. And another one for $2,000. Expenses and so on.
Well, now, just a minute.
That's all. Good afternoon, Mr. Valentine. Miss Brooks.
But look,
come on, George. There isn't much time, and we have to pack.
Fasten your seatbelt, please. We are now arriving at Rancho Villares Airport. Passengers for Havana may take the bus to the aircar...
Oh,
stewardess. Oh, yes, Mr. Valentine.
How long does it take to get into town from the airport?
It's 30 minutes, sir. Have you reservations at a hotel?
Yes, we've made reservations at the Nacional.
Well, then you won't have any trouble. The bus stops there when it gets in the city.
Okay, thanks.
Not at all, Mr. Valentine. Fasten seatbelts, please. We are now arriving at Havana.
Oh, Senor Valentine.
Hmm? Now, how'd you know my name?
But, senor, twice the young lady said it.
Oh, yeah, I'd forgotten. What can I do for you?
Perhaps the point is, what can I do for you, senor?
Well, what do you mean?
I mean, senorito, that I know Senor Valentine's mission here. You see, I boarded the plane at Miami at the request of Senor Moore.
Oh?
Si, si. I am to be a sort of bodyguard for you. I am to help you as much as possible.
Yeah. Well, now, that's very nice of you. And Mr. Moore.
And so I suggest that when we land at Rancho Boyeres, we see Miss Brooks on the aerocar bus. Then I will arrange for an auto and we will drive on to a place where we will meet Senor Orlego.
Look, Buster, that doesn't quite make sense. As I understand it, Orlego is holding a tobacco auction and it's not until tomorrow morning.
Si, si, you are quite right about that. But As I understand the matter, it's quite possible to make, shall we say, a deal.
But Mr. Moore didn't tell us anything about that.
Hey, naturally, senorita. He had his reasons. Well, senor, shall I arrange for a car?
No, I think not, my friend. I was given my instructions. I believe I'll play along just as I was told before I left the States.
Just as you wish. I see you do not trust me, eh? I suppose I do not blame you, senor, but one thing.
Yeah?
If you should need me, I will not be very far away. You may just leave a message at the desk of your hotel. I will be there immediately.
Mm-hmm. Well, now, that's very nice of you, Mr.
My name is Miguel. I will see you when we have arrived in Havana, senor.
Yeah, okay. And it looks as though we're just about in. Come on, Brooksy, let's be ready to take that bus to the hotel. Yeah, who is it?
Me, George.
Oh, wait a second, Brooksy. Yeah, what is it, Angel? What's happening?
That's what I came to your room to find out.
Well, what do you mean? Come on in.
Oh, thanks, George.
Look, what's this all about? Why the mystery?
Hasn't anyone been here, darling?
No. I've just been relaxing. Figured on getting dressed for dinner in a few minutes.
George, a girl called me in my room on the phone. Her name is Rosa Sintada.
Uh-huh, what about?
She wanted to know if a man named Miguel had come to see you since we arrived.
Hey, that's the guy who talked to us on the plane.
Yeah, I know.
Well, why didn't this girl call me instead of you? And what does she say about this Miguel?
Just that he's crooked, works for Rand Hubbard, and that she's found out he's supposed to get you before you go to that auction tomorrow.
Yeah, that guy did sound like a phony. Well, it's a good thing I didn't fall for his gag and go with him. But where does this Rosa fit in the picture?
She happens to be secretary to Santa Zorlega, that's all.
Oh, I see. But I still can't figure out why she didn't call me.
She was afraid that Miguel person might be in your room, and she also said she was going to see you.
Listen, Angel, why should she see me? Her boss is auctioning off some tobacco. I'm supposed to bid on it. It's as simple as that. If the opposition thinks... Yeah, who is it?
Senor Valentine?
Yeah?
It is Rosa, senor. Would you please to let me come in?
Rosa, who are you?
George, did she say Rosa?
Yeah.
Well, that's our legal secretary.
Oh.
I am secretary to senor...
Yeah, I know. I understand. Just a second.
Senor Valentine?
Wow. Please come in.
George.
Yeah, that's right.
May I come in, huh?
Well, yes, please do.
Gracias.
Now,
Senor
just...
Valentine, you are in danger.
I am?
See, you are here on the business transaction for a senor more in these States, no?
Well, suppose I am.
My employer knows all about it, of course. But he also knows that another person by the name of Hubbard is determined to stop you.
Yeah, is that so? Well...
Even if he has to kill you.
Oh, I see. Well, now, I'm afraid your Senor Hubbard is still in the States,
but
and...
But in the States is not a man named Miguel.
George, I told you, this girl called...
Wait a minute, let me get this straight. What exactly does your boss want me to do?
He does not like violence, senor. He does not like bloodshed. He wants you to be safe until the auction tomorrow.
Well, I've got to agree with his sentiments, but I still don't know why you're here.
To take you to my employer, Senor Valentine. He does not like this other man, this Hubbard. He wishes to protect you. I am to take you to him at once.
Well, that's very nice of him, but I still don't...
George, I think we'd better do what she says. Let's go with
him. Not you, senorita.
No?
We cannot all go. Too many of us would excite suspicion. I am to take Senor Valentine to my employer... Alone.
Oh, hey, now,
she's right, Brooksy. You go to your room, lock yourself in. I'll go spend the night with Senor Arlego. See you in the morning at the auction.
But, George, suppose something happens to you while you're making your bid.
I imagine Arlego will take pretty good precautions against that. So get some sleep,
yeah.
Angel, and I'll see you in the morning. All right, Rosa, let's go. Rosa...
Si, senor.
You're a very good driver.
Gracias.
But you were going to take me to see Orlego.
Si, that is right.
I happen to know enough about Havana to be sure we're in the old city.
I see you do not understand.
I guess I don't. Understand what?
Senor Orlego was a very, eccentric man. Is that the right word in English?
Sounds right, but how does it figure...
When he could live anywhere in Havana, he still likes to live in the old city.
You mean Orlego lives here?
Si, senor. Cayo Reposo, el numero, once. Right here.
Cayo Reposo, eh?
Once. I see nobody. We can go in.
Okay, all right. But for a big tobacco planter, I can't
hurry,
see...
Hurry, senor.
All right, all right. But if there's nobody around...
One cannot tell when someone is waiting in the shadows. Here. Here. This is the place.
You live here, too?
Si. On the second floor. I have an apartment. My employer will take care of you, senor. Until the auction time. After that...
What could happen after that?
Nothing, senor. Of course... here he is, Senor Orego. I have brought Senor Valentine, as you told me.
Come in.
See?
You know, Orego, I can't quite understand all this, but it's pretty decent of you. Now, wait a minute. You're Miguel.
Si, senor.
This girl told me that... Hey, I'm getting out of here.
What this girl told you is for your own good, senor. As my guest, you will step into the next room.
Please. Where's Orego?
I have no idea. On his plantation, I suppose.
Then what am I doing here? Out of the way, Buster.
Rosa... Please, stand back. Hmm? Our guest does not seem to be interested in staying.
You're darn right I don't. If you think you can keep me
I
here...
feel very sure that I can, Senor Valentine. Like this. Now, Rosa.
Si.
We shall take him to his room, lock him in, and you will keep the key.
You're listening to Let George Do It on When Radio Was. We'll get back to the show right after these brief messages. Back-to-school specials are here at Charlie's Tap House. Feed the whole family with a large shoe-topping pizza, big fresh salad, and a basket of breadsticks, all for just $48. And hey, don't forget to book your kids' birthday party in our adventure room. They'll make their own pizzas, jump in the bounce house, and play in the arcade. Or let them play while you relax and dine. Parents, we've got you covered, too. Happy hour, 7 days a week, from 3 to 6 p.m. Enjoy the beer wall for 25% off and deals on appetizers. Stop by Charlie's, located at 1901 Highway 273 in the Shasta Gateway. Charlie's Tap House, where family traditions begin.
Most everyone knows that Orchard Nutrition Center has a big selection of vitamins and supplements, a fresh bakery and deli, organic groceries, and certified organic produce from Shasta County and surrounding areas. What I know is, my mom loves shopping at Orchard Nutrition Center. Her motto, you are what you eat. If you eat healthy, you'll be healthy. She says that all the time. Personally, I believe her. As a kid, I like things that are sweet. So when she comes home with farm-fresh local fruit, trust me, it's sweet. Mom loves all the local veggies. And Dad, he likes meat. Orchard carries locally grown, 100% grass-fed beef. So guess what? Dad's even eating healthy, and he doesn't even know it. If you haven't been to Orchard Nutrition, you owe it to yourself and the ones you love. Just remember what my mom says. You are what you eat. If you eat healthy, you'll be healthy. It all starts at Orchard Nutrition Center in the Cypress Square Shopping Center. Open 7 a.m. to 9 p.m., 7 days a week.
Hey, this is Cindy at Lauchs Landscape Supply, and it's time for our annual fall sale. That's right, it's our 6th anniversary, and we want to celebrate by saving you big bucks September 19th through the 28th on products like Dimension Pre-Emergent to stop the weeds before they start. Pick up a 50-pound bag for only $39.99. Or low mulch mix to prepare for the new lawn is only $36 a yard. Popular fir walk-on bark marked down to only $33 a yard. Even road base for the potholes will start at only $36 a yard. Need landscape weed fabric with so many sizes available? You'll be able to buy it with our deepest discounts yet. Just need to maintain the yard? Pick up a bag of our Gold Rush Winterizer Fertilizer for only $29.99 for a 50-pound bag. Come check out our store full of tools, pond products, garden hoses, hardware, and so much more to stock up on while it's all on sale at Lauchs Landscape Supply. Check us out on the web at lauchslandscape.com. Call us at 530-378-2220. Or just come see us at the intersection of Dersh, Turn Creek, and Airport Road. Lauchs Landscape Supply, where we take pride in your project.
Elements of the media are seeking to derail the legitimacy of the United States Supreme Court. What is on the docket? What can they do about it? And where is it all heading? Find out on Liberty Nation Radio.
Author, columnist, managing editor of LibertyNation.com, podcast host and conservative policy advocate.
We dismiss history at our peril.
Liberty Nation with Mark Angelides.
And now the second part of Let George Do It on When Radio Was.
It's a simple assignment, traveling to Cuba to bid in a desirable lot of tobacco. At least it seems that way until you find yourself held prisoner in a dingy house in the old city of Havana, probably to keep you from being present at the auction. Your name is George Valentine. When you come out of your knockout haze in a room on the Calle Raposo, you begin trying to figure angles.
Oh, man. Oh, yeah, remember. Miguel, Rosa. Oh, brother, I better see about this. Oh.
Hello. Hello, hello. Hey, let me out of here. I'll knock this door down.
I would not advise you to do that, senor.
Huh? That's Rose, isn't it?
Si, si.
Well, look, how long do you think a man can get along without a drink of water?
Oh, I do not know, Senor Valentine. Maybe a long time.
Yeah, I suppose so. But I sort of figured you for a girl who wasn't that tough. You couldn't bring me a glass of water, I suppose.
Oh, si, I might.
Yeah, I know, but don't bother. The same thing's happened to me before. I get interested in a girl, she turns out to be a heel, just like you did. Now, please don't do me any favors.
George.
Yeah?
I am not like you say, a heel.
That's so?
See?
You know, I figured you for somebody I might, never mind.
Might what?
Oh, I said never mind.
But Senorita Brooke...
Oh, she's my secretary, my assistant, that's all.
Oh, that is all? George.
Yeah? You decided I could have a drink of water?
Oh, I decide more than that, George.
Oh, what?
I like you very much. Maybe I get 2 Cuba Libras. We sit here and talk about us, eh?
Come here, baby.
See?
You do like me, don't you?
You understand very well.
Oh, Rosa, you're beautiful. Yeah, yeah. Why don't you bring those Cuba Libras and we'll talk about us.
See, I will be back. A momento.
Oh, sure, baby. You'll be back in a moment. But I'm afraid you'll have to drink 2 Cuba Libras alone. Brooksy. Hey, Brooksy, wake up. Brooksy!
Senor Valentine.
Hey, what is this? Where's Miss Brooks?
My name is Simone. Please do not be upset, Senor Valentine. Your Miss Brooks is quite all right.
Oh, where is she?
There have been some strange things going on in Havana, Senor. My employer thought it best that we prevented another incident.
Yeah? I suppose your employer's name is Miguel.
Miguel? Oh, no, Senor. His name is Santos Orlego.
Oh, wait a minute. Where's Miss Brooks?
At Senor Orlego's estate. She is quite safe. We were about to look for you.
You know, Simon, that's a very pretty story, but I don't happen to believe you.
You do not have to, Senor Valentine, but if you wish, I will take you to Senor Olego's home, and you will find that your Miss Brooks is there and quite safe.
I had a deal like that before. Okay, we'll find out.
How? What are you going to do, Senor Valentine?
You'll see. And incidentally, Simon, I've got a gun here, and I'd suggest you sit right where you are and don't move.
Very well, Senor. As you wish.
Oh, operator. Would you know how to call the home of a Senor Santos Orlego? You would, huh? Well, suppose you do it right now. Thanks.
I can see you do not believe me, Senor Valentine.
Now, where have I heard those words before?
I beg your pardon?
Nothing, skip it. Simple assignment, huh? Oh, hello. Let me speak to Senor Santos Orlego, please. And what? Oh, Senor Orlego. Well, this is George Valentine. Do you happen to know a Simon? He's one of your... What? Miss Brooks is there with you?
You see, I was telling the truth, Senor.
Yeah. Yeah, I see. All right, Orlego. I'll have Simon bring me out there. Right away. Brooksy, are you all right?
Of course, George. I'm perfectly all right.
Oh, thank goodness for that. I've been worried...
See, Senor Valentine, your fears were quite groundless. We were simply protecting Miss Brooks.
Yeah, but why?
Why? I would tell you. As simply as possible. I have a fairly large stock of very fine tobacco.
I know.
There are 2 people who would like to buy it. One is Senor Moore, whom you represent. The other is a person named Ran Hubbard.
Well, now, you seem to have the facts down pat.
Of course he has, George. He's been explaining the whole thing to me.
Well, then suppose you explain the whole thing to me, too, Orlego.
My boy, I should be happy to. You see... I have been through revolutions, violence in this country. I am a peaceful man. I do not like that sort of thing. I have seen what you call gangsters try to take over this country.
So?
As I said, I am a peaceful man. I don't like bloodshed. If I hold the auction tomorrow, I am quite sure that that is what would happen.
So, the whole thing's off, huh? We've made a trip down here to Havana for no good reason.
No, George. Let him tell you.
Okay, go ahead. I can't let down the man who hired me, you know.
Oh, you will not be letting him down, amigo. In fact, you will be doing him a service. Now, if my guess is correct, Senor Moore allowed you to bid not more than $85,000 on this lot of tobacco. That is correct?
You know everything, don't you?
Oh, I like your Senor Moore. I do not like this Hubbard. So, the auction is off. And I will make a special concession to Senor Moore.
I suppose you mean you'll sell him the tobacco at his price without an auction.
See, without an auction, but for $70,000. If you will consider that a deal, I will draw up the papers.
Make that $65,000 and it is a deal.
But, George, Mr. Moore said...
I don't care what Mr. Moore said, Angel. I'm making an offer. How about it, Orlego?
I did not expect to run into this resistance, but as I said, I do not like...
It's a deal, then?
See, we make a deal. I have the contracts here. We will fill in the amount, you will sign for Senor Moore and give me his check, and then we are finished.
Senor Olega, you have made the transaction?
Si, Simon, si. And this man has practically cheated me out of $5,000, but...
Then perhaps you will wish to change your mind about sending Senor Moore these special cigars, as I suggested?
No, he's all right. I must be, as they say in the United States, a good sport. Senor Valentine...
Yeah?
Simon here suggested that on the completion of this transaction, I send Senor Moore 4 boxes of fine cigars, my own manufacture. I still wish to do so.
Uh-huh. Just to make him jealous, huh?
No, not exactly like that. But we are friendly people in Cuba. I like to do this. Will you take the cigar Simon has brought to your Senor Moore, please, with my compliments?
Well, sure. I'd be glad to. Santos Claros, huh? I've seen your brand in the States.
Gracias, Senor Valentine. Now, I will have the contract drawn up, and we will complete our business.
You will be sure to give Senor Moore the cigars?
Oh, yeah, sure, of course. Outside of an unpleasant incident or two, this has been an easy way to earn a fee, Brooksy.
Yes, sir.
Look, you better call the airport and make a reservation for Miami as soon as possible. And let's just hope that never again will we have to meet anyone from Calle Reposo.
George?
Yeah, Angel?
It doesn't seem possible.
What does not seem possible?
Well, Mr. Moore told us the assignment would take about 48 hours, and it has. Not much more than that, anyway.
Yeah, I know.
And it's all over. And you get a nice fee. Maybe even enough to put a down payment on a piece of good jewelry.
What makes you think it's over?
Well, isn't it? We made the trip. You bought the tobacco Mr. Moore wanted. You have the contract in your pocket.
And I'm bringing him 4 boxes of Santos Orlego's best cigars at the suggestion of his man, Simon.
Yes, isn't it wonderful? A job's done.
Not quite.
Oh, now, what do you mean, not quite? I beg your pardon. I guess I wasn't looking where I was going.
It's all right, lady. It's all right. It was my fault.
Don't worry about it, Buster. Here we are, Moore's office. Let's go in and finish his office. Let's go in and finish his office. Let's go in and finish his office. Let's go in and finish this up as fast as possible.
But, George...
Oh, nobody in his outer office today, so let's barge right in.
Well, all right, George.
Well, hello, Mr. Moore.
Well, hello, Valentine. Say, you really took care of your assignment in a hurry, didn't you?
Yeah, I don't like to waste time, Mr. Moore, any more than you do.
What do you mean? I told you it could take at least 48 hours, more if necessary.
Well, it wasn't very much more, was it, Mr. Moore?
No, you've done wonderfully well.
I guess I owe you something back on the expense account.
Oh, nonsense. You got the signed contract?
Yes, I did.
Oh, say, by the way, Orlego told me that he'd sent me 4 boxes of his best cigars. Just to make me jealous, I suppose. You bring them with you?
Yeah, sure, of course. Oh, I wouldn't forget them. Here you are, Mr. Moore.
Well, fine. It's nice of him. Thank you.
Well, I guess your job is done, isn't it, George?
Not quite, Angel. Pardon me a moment, Mr. Moore.
What do you mean?
Okay, come on in, officer.
Right.
What is this? What's going on here?
All right, officer, there's your man. And he has the stuff right on his desk. You'd better put him under arrest.
George, what do you mean, Mr. Moore hired
him? Sure he did, to be a fall guy.
All right, Mr. Moore. Guess we just better snap these bracelets on, in case you get any ideas.
No, see.
And I'll just take those 4 boxes of cigars. They ought to send you up for quite a long time. Come on.
But George, I don't understand.
I don't blame you, Angel. I just had a hunch, and it paid off.
What about it after I've had a nap?
Thank you.
George. George.
Rosa.
Hmm?
Oh, Rosa. Oh, you're a good kid, Rosa. But I shouldn't have kissed you because...
George! George Valentine.
Brooksy, I was asleep, I guess.
Yes, I guess. And with very nice dreams, too, about Rosa.
Rosa? Who's Rosa? Hmm. Oh, yeah. Oh, I remember.
All right, so you kissed her. Or at least you dreamed you did. But tell me something.
Anything, Angel. What?
How could you have Mr. Moore arrested just for getting 4 boxes of cigars from Havana?
Oh, that. Yeah, well, they were cigars, all right. But the cigar part was only on the outside.
Well, isn't it always?
I was sort of suspicious when Orlego and his pal Simon insisted I bring 4 boxes of Santos Claros back to Moore. Didn't seem necessary. So, when we got in, I had them analyzed at the lab.
And?
Just happened to be tobacco wrappers with the inside full of heroin. Worth almost as much as I paid for the tobacco.
Oh, then Mr. Moore really is crooked.
Ah, yes, indeed. Very profitable sideline.
But Havana is so nice. And we wouldn't have gone there if it hadn't been for him.
That's right, Angel.
And you made a lot of money on the deal. Even enough to have a honeymoon in Havana.
Yeah, that's right. And if you know any deserving young kids who want to go there and have it financed, let me know, will you?
Oh, George.
Tonight's transcribed adventure of George Valentine has been brought to you by Standard Oil Company of California on behalf of independent Chevron gas stations and Standard stations throughout the West. Robert Bailey is starred as George with Virginia Gregg as Brooksy. Let George Do It was written by Lloyd London and directed by Kenneth Webb. Chester Stratton was heard as Moore, Gigi Pearson as Rosa, Tony Barrett as Miguel, Ted DeCorsia as Santos, and Jack Lloyd as Simon. The music is composed and presented by Gaylord Carter. Your announcer, John Heaston.
From October 20th, 1952, Bob Bailey played George Valentine from 1946 until 1954. Then the following year, he moved from Mutual to CBS in order to star as Johnny Dollar. And on When Radio Was, we'll hear him as that fabulous freelance insurance investigator in part two of The Tears of Night Matter, right after this break.
MusicRewind.com presents A Summer Place, Great Instrumental Hits. A fantastic 3-CD collection of 75 of the most popular instrumental songs by legendary musicians. Enjoy songs like Walk, Don't Run by The Ventures, Sail Along Silvery Moon by the Billy Vaughan Orchestra, So Rare by Jimmy Dorsey and his orchestra, Red River Rock by Johnny and the Hurricanes, and many more. Buy this 75-song compilation now for the low price of $19.98 at MusicRewind.com or call 800-206-5002. Order now and you'll also receive a special bonus of reduced shipping and handling on your order. Just enter or mention coupon code SUMMER77. Return to Paradise with Percy Faith and Honky Tonk by Bill Doggett by ordering A Summer Place, Great Instrumental Hits at MusicRewind.com or call 800-206-5002. Remember to enter or mention coupon code SUMMER77 to get reduced shipping and handling. Don't wait. This 3-CD set of 75 timeless instrumental hits can be yours for the amazing low price of $19.98 at MusicRewind.com or call 800-206-5002. Receive your special bonus of reduced shipping and handling by entering or mentioning coupon code SUMMER77.
This is your Tech It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman.
Keeping your kids safe with wearable tech. It's the Pinwheel Kids Watch, including features like GPS locator, contact and communication controls, special modes for during and after school time, and it looks cool. Dane Whitbeck from Pinwheel has more.
But really, one of the key features and the thing that's
really differentiated is that it's got our Pinwheel GPT AI product built right into it. And so what that means is it is a kid-safe AI that kids can ask questions to, any questions you would ask to ChatGPT, and get kid-safe and kid-appropriate answers back right through the watch. So it really gives them a tool to satisfy their curiosities, give them lots of information, and do that in a really a kid-appropriate and kid-safe way.
Check out the Pinwheel Kids Watch at pinwheel.com.
That was your Tech It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman.
Welcome back to When Radio Was, where we get back to our latest Johnny Dollar storyline. It's the Tears of Night Matter. The supporting cast includes Virginia Gregg with Vic Perrin as Fuchs. Here is part two.
From Hollywood, it's time now for...
Johnny Dollar.
Hillary Fuchs, Dollar. How's Mrs. Wendover?
So far, so good.
Dollar, can you talk?
Yeah, sure. She's in the other room.
Do you think she's all right? Mentally, I mean?
I think she's all right enough to get by. I think she's scared to death of something or somebody.
That business of the curse?
Yeah.
You know there isn't anything to that.
There's something to it for her. She thinks she's somehow responsible for her husband's death, for her father's death, and for her brother's death. On the way here, she mentioned, just like that, that someone else was going to die. Or words to that effect.
Who?
I don't know.
Tonight, and every weekday night, Bob Bailey in the transcribed adventures of the man with the action-packed expense account, America's fabulous freelance insurance investigator...
Yours truly, Johnny Dollar. Expense account, submitted by Special Investigator Johnny Dollar to the Universal Adjustment Bureau, Hartford, Connecticut. The following is an accounting of expenditures during my investigation of the Tears of Night matter. It had started as a routine investigation. A claim filed for $50,000 on the death of Noah Wendover, Miami Beach, Florida. The question, why the 2-year delay in making claim? The answer turned out to be interesting. Briefly, it involved a distraught woman who had neglected not only the insurance, but everything else in her life for 2 years. A woman obsessed with the idea she was a curse.
Do you like soda or water?
Soda, please. Thanks. Cheers.
Good luck. What's your name again?
Johnny Dollar.
Oh, yes, that's right. Mr. Fuchs introduced us, didn't he? Do you think he'll be able to straighten out all my business affairs for me?
Yes, I think so, Mrs. Wendover.
Including the insurance?
Including the insurance, yes.
Well, you're worried about the claim, aren't you?
Well, I'm paid to worry about it. I'm not so worried now as when I first came to Miami Beach. I think I understand why it took all this time for the claim to be filed.
You mean you've met me and you think I'm kind of, you know, not all there or something?
Well,
I suppose Mr. Fuchs explained how badly I've managed things the last 2 years.
He showed me how you've let your affairs go to the devil, if that's what you mean. I'm glad you finally turned it all over to him. I think he'll take care of it for you.
I behaved rather badly in Mr. Fuchs' office, didn't I?
Well, I wouldn't say that.
Poor Mr. Fuchs. He was frightened, I think. I don't know what it is, really. I mean, he mentioned that you were in town investigating my claim on Noah's death. I felt I should talk to you. That's why I had him call you. I wanted to tell you about the curse.
There's no such thing, you know, Mrs. Wendover.
I know. I couldn't have been responsible for Dad's death. It was a heart attack many years ago. I was away at school in New York, and Jim, my brother being killed in Korea, I couldn't have had anything to do with that. And Noah, oh, I loved him very much. I'm not cursed, am I?
No, you certainly aren't. All of these deaths around you have been tragic, doubly so, because you seem to have been very fond of the people. But you aren't responsible in any way.
I like you. You're very nice. If you have any questions you want to ask me about Noah, I'd be glad to answer them. I really would. I'm all right now. Really, I am.
Well,
When we left Mr. Fuchs' office, you talked a lot about that curse business.
Yes, I'm ashamed.
Were you still thinking of that when you spoke to me in the car?
Did I speak to you in the car?
Yes.
You know, I can't remember riding in the car at all. I've been standing here talking to you, and I've been wondering all this time how we got here.
Do you mind if I help myself?
No.
We drove over together from Hillary Fuchs' office. I drove you here.
Oh. Some things I just blank out. I've talked to a psychiatrist, you know. I mean, I've been under treatment for several months. He says I established a strong pattern when Noah died of shutting things out, of just forcing my mind to become blank. He's trying to help me get over it. What did I say in the car?
You said you were cursed and you wondered if he would die.
Oh, dear.
Who's he?
Teddy.
Teddy
Davis. I'm going to marry him when he asks me. And I know he will. I love him very much.
Well, why do you think Teddy might die?
Because of people dying around me that I love.
He doesn't believe in the curse, does he?
Oh, no. He's something like you, in a way. Nice. He makes me laugh at it. He says it's ridiculous.
Because it is.
Somehow I feel comforted.
Now, look. You marry this fellow the minute he asks you and forget about being cursed and everything else. He'll take care of you. Well, I better go now.
Mr. Dollar.
Yes?
Thank you. I need sometimes very much to talk to someone like you. Thank you.
Jay Dollar, Oracle. Go out and marry so-and-so and live happily ever after. I like the little kiss she gave me. I like the way she squeezed my hand. I like the perfume she was wearing. I like the way the intense, hard brightness had gone out of her black eyes and she was just a nice woman being a woman. I liked all that. What I didn't like was the idea that she could be the other way, believing in the curse and believing she was somehow responsible for people dying. When I left her, I knew that part wasn't ended. I knew it would come back.
Stay tuned for more Johnny Dollar right after this short break on When Radio Was.
It's that time again for the Stillwater Powwow, October 3rd through the 5th at the Reading Rodeo Grounds with free admission for all ages. It's the return of beautiful dancers, the feel of powerful drummers, all from across the nation. Learn and experience firsthand the culture of the Native American people. Proudly brought to you by the Reading Rancheria and the Wind River Resort and Casino. The Stillwater Powwow, October 3rd through the 5th at the Reading Rodeo Grounds. For information, visit stillwaterpowwow.com. Brought to you by the Potter Family, Reading Rancheria, Wind River Resort and Casino. This station and other proud sponsors.
Looking for work? O2 Employment Services has been working with local job seekers for the past 20 years. If you're tired of uploading your resume and getting no response, it's time to let O2 help you find that perfect position. Oh, and by the way, you pay absolutely nothing for our service. If you'd like our help, head on over to our website at o2es.com, click Apply Now, and complete our online application. We have connections with over 600 local businesses. Once we have your information and understand what you're looking for, we can introduce you to all the positions you may wish to consider. We currently have over 100 available positions, and we would love to match you with the one you're looking for. O2 Employment Services, the North State's leading staffing agency. Give us a call at 530-223-4674. That's 530-223-4674. Or visit us online at o2es.com.
Join Aaron and Bill for We the People Radio, Sundays, noon until 2.
It's conservative talk radio with a liberal dose of humor. Get the whole story from experts around the world delivering facts rather than opinion.
Missed a show? Busy at noon? No problem. Listen to our free archives when you have time. No commercial interruptions or download restrictions. We the People Radio.
.us.
Celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6:05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6:05 p.m., right after the news, for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
Hi, friends. RC here with this month's Cigar of the Humidor, Black Diamond by J.C. Newman. This exquisite-tasting cigar offers five-year aged tobaccos not found in any other cigar in the world. Made in the Dominican Republic to the highest standards of the Fuente family farms, mature notes of cedar, spice, and dark chocolate prevail. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
And now let's wrap up this episode of Johnny Dollar on When Radio Was.
Come on in, Dollar. I sort of stuck around wondering if you'd come back here. How is she?
She's okay now. Fuchs, I'm sending in my report on this policy tonight. I'm recommending they honor it. I've got enough verification.
Okay, that's fine. I sure appreciate your help on this, Dollar. Let me buy you dinner.
No, thanks. I'm getting the first plane back to Hartford.
Why not wait until tomorrow? You've got a reason, haven't you?
Yeah, I guess so.
Mrs. Wendover?
Oh, I've met people like her before. Don't ask me where or when, but I've seen them. And there isn't anything to a curse, but trouble seems to follow them. Big trouble. My business here is practically finished. I just want to get out and get away. Can I use your office for about an hour?
Sure. It's all yours. Dollar, I feel the same way.
I spent a half an hour typing up my report on the Wendover claim and another 10 minutes on the phone asking for an airplane back to Hartford. They said they'd call me right back, and I poured myself some of Fuchs' whiskey and sat down to stare out at the night. Lights burned up and down the white beach. People strolled up and down, looking at the water, holding hands. And I was sitting alone in Hillary Fuchs' office, waiting for a phone call and thinking about a curse.
Hi.
Hi. Who are you?
Anybody else here?
No, why?
You were kind of late.
So do you. What's on your mind?
You? Costigan wants to see you right away. I'm supposed to take you over.
Whoever Costigan is, tell him he doesn't want me.
You don't tell Sam things like that.
You know, it's been a long time since I shook in my boots when a skinny hood like you stood around acting tough. If you've got some business with Hillary Fuchs, look him up at his home.
This is Fuchs' office. You're behind his desk. You'll do. Now, come on, mister, and don't show me how loud a certified public accountant can growl. I just might swing this thing on your head. That's better. You got a hat?
No.
I know Costigan wants to talk to you, but I'd sure like to belt you on just for the practice.
I'm not Hillary Fuchs.
Come on, let's go.
You're going to break my arm!
I'd like to, just for the practice. Now then, it's Costigan. Is he the one from Chicago?
Sam's been there.
Answer. The Sam Costigan kicked out of Chicago a few years ago?
Yeah.
What does he want to see Fuchs about?
The Wendover dame.
What?
Something about the Wendover dame. I don't know what it is. He just wants to see you.
Okay, what's your name?
Frank Scanlon.
Here. You put this thing in your pocket. Pull it out again in front of me and I'll brain you. Now let's go.
Huh?
Now I want to see Sam.
Well, sure. Anything you say.
I followed Frank Scanlon out of the building to a waiting car, a black packet with side curtains. It was a nice touch for this day and age, but it didn't make much sense. None of it did. It was illogical in the beginning, middle, and end. Most of all, I didn't make much sense. I should have been in my room packing. Instead, I was on my way to see an old-time grifter and hoodlum named Sam Costigan, because someone had mentioned the name Wendover.
You want to smoke?
I use my own.
Suit yourself, fella.
Scanlon was a thin one with sharp, narrowed eyes, too much padding in the shoulders, too much snap to the brim of his hat, too much point to the toe of his shoes. The .38 I'd taken away from him and handed back made a considerable bulge in the front of his coat. About 6 miles out of Miami Beach, he turned off the main highway onto a dirt road. About a mile of that and up ahead, we saw lights. The lights became a fine old colonial mansion, every room aglow. Two or three guards were watching the entrance to the front. They all needed shaves. No one said anything.
Yeah? It's me, Philly. Oh, this here is Hillary Fuchs. Sam wants to see him.
Morning.
How are you feeling, Mr. Philly?
What kinds of punks are on that,
I wouldn't get frisky with him if I was you. He's a pretty touchy fella.
It's so.
Yeah. Oh, this way. Come on.
He led me into the main foyer, where a hat-check girl with a lot of red hair stood ready for the evening's business, which hadn't begun yet. On the right, what had been the dining room of the old house was now a circular bar that could seat 25 or 30. To the left in what had been the parlor and library, I counted two crap tables, two roulette tables, and two blackjack stands. Beyond all this, in a screen porch, a five-piece combo made music. A few tables and head waiters stood around looking bored. Scanlon led me upstairs, and we stopped in front of a wide white door marked private. I thought he was going to knock. Instead, he whirled around very quickly and stuck the same old .38 about 2 inches into my ribs.
Now, let's stand steady. Feely! Eddie!
He giving you trouble, Frankie?
Nah.
I will, Buster. I'll give you plenty of trouble if you want it.
Hear how he talks to me?
I'll crack him up a little for you if you like, Frankie.
Nah. He got business with Sam right now. We'll take care of our business with him later on.
However you say it, Frankie.
I just wanted you to remember that.
I will. The same way I remember a dirty newspaper story.
Know something? I'm looking forward to you.
Now, here's our star to tell you about tomorrow's intriguing episode of this week's story.
Tomorrow, there is a curse that goes with the Wendover name. Goes wherever it is. Join us, won't you? Yours truly, Johnny Dollar.
Truly, Johnny Dollar, starring Bob Bailey, is transcribed in Hollywood, written by John Dawson. It is produced and directed by Jack Johnstone. Be sure and join us tomorrow night, same time and station, for the next exciting episode of Yours Truly, Johnny Dollar. Roy Rowan speaking.
Indeed, the second installment of the Tears of Night Matter from the spring of 1956. We'll have part three at the same time and day on your local radio station next week. I'm Greg Bell, and the role of Fuchs was voiced by Vic Perrin, a very busy radio, television, and film actor, heard pretty much every week on When Radio Was. He would work on dozens of series throughout the golden age of radio, especially Western programs, including Gunsmoke, Havgum Will Travel, and Frontier Gentlemen. Well, at the time he was appearing in that Johnny Dollar storyline, he was also working alongside Raymond Burr in a brief but very well-done radio western. Can you name it? I'll let the answer then wrap up When Radio Was right after this.
Let's go surfing now. Everybody's learning how. Come on a safari with me.
MusicRewind.com can transport you back to another era with Golden Oldies, an amazing compilation of 60 classic hits on three CDs. And the land is dark. Conjure up memories with Golden Oldies music featuring some of the most popular singers and musicians from the 50s and 60s. Enjoy Buddy Holly, the Everly Brothers, the Beatles, the Beach Boys, Doris Day, Frank Sinatra, Marilyn Monroe, Ray Charles, and many more.
I've got you under my skin. I've got you in the heart of me.
Order Golden Oldies now at MusicRewind.com or call 800-206-5002 and pay only $19.98. An unbelievable value for 60 songs on three CDs. Plus, receive a bonus of reduced shipping. Just enter or mention promo code OLDIES77.
Never know how much I love you. Never know.
Reminisce with music from the Golden Oldies collection for the low price of $19.98. Just go to MusicRewind.com or call 800-206-5002 today. Don't forget promo code OLDIES77 to save on shipping. That's MusicRewind.com or call 800-206-5002. Remember Oldies 77. Love me do. This offer is available for a limited time to U.S. residents only and cannot be combined with any other offer.
Hey, folks, this is Dana with The Dana Show. And as many people know, I love, love, love dogs. I love my dog, and I want Wick to be around as long as possible, healthy and happy. And I recently heard from a listener who swears that Rough Greens is the reason that her 17-and-a-half-year-old Border Collie is still going strong. That's, like, a pretty amazing age for a Border Collie. So what would it be worth to you if your dog lived an extra 2 or 3 years? I've seen the difference that Rough Greens makes firsthand. It's not dog food. It's what's missing from dog food, packed with vitamins, minerals, probiotics and enzymes. Rough Greens brings your pet's food to life, and it helps your pet have a healthier coat, better digestion, more energy, and fewer vet bills. Call 214-RUFF-DOG, R-U-F-F, and make sure they know that Dana sent you. And you'll get a free jumpstart bag, plus a free bag of Wick's favorite treats, the Rough Chews, a $30 value. Just pay shipping. This offer is only available by phone, so call 214-RUFF-DOG today. That's 214-RUFF-DOG, and tell them Dana sent you.
Welcome back to When Radio Was. Before the break, I was talking about actor Vic Perrin. In 1956, he was heard in a brief Western series, working alongside Raymond Burr. The answer is Fort Laramie, with Burr as Captain Quince and Perrin as Sergeant Gorse. I'm Greg Bell, and we're done, but hey, remember to stop by the website, whenradiowas.com. And until next time, I bid you farewell.
When Radio Was is presented by Radiospirits.com. This is your announcer, Bart Taylor.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.